Welcome to Our Town on Chicago's Progressive Talk and chicagosprogressivetalk.com. This is our look at volunteerism and other opportunities here in Chicagoland. For the next hour, our very own Mike Sanders will talk to a few outstanding people and learn about their organizations. Your journey towards engaging and lifting our community starts right here. It's our time, and Our Town starts right now.
You guys are great, but you know what? Every crowd, there's always a percentage of you out there that had it really good growing up, right? Parents bought you everything, spoiled you. Rich kids, you know who you are. I'll find you. Because I didn't have it like that, but I had the, you know, friends that did. When I went to school, I just wanted to fit in with my rich little friends. And I would fit in most of the days of the school year. But then that one day would come every year that reminded me I was the poor kid. Picture day. Remember picture day? Because you knew who the rich kids were, right? Right up at the front of the line. Packet A. Yeah, see, some of you know what packet A is. 15 10 by 12s. 32 5 by 7s. 6 friggin' posters. I was way back at the end of the line, not even standing in the school anymore. It was packet Q. And it was one picture. And it was a Polaroid of the rich kid. I hated the rich kids. I'd go to my friend's house in the summertime. This would get me. I had the friends who would get those good flavor ice freeze pops. You know what I'm talking about? You cut the top off, you push them up. I wanted them, you know? Asked my parents to get me some, you know? Like, we're not getting you crap. You want some freeze pops? We'll make you some freeze pops. Go get the ice tray, right? A little toothpick in each one. Those aren't freeze pops, they're poverty pops.
And welcome to Our Town here on Chicago's Progressive Talk AM and FM. Mike Sanders and Mike Novak.
Hey!
It's the Holiday Harvest Spectacular. So if you got your good... Thank you, the bell is live. If you've got your goodwill on and you want to do some good, we are having a sustainable food drive today. It started on December 1st and it will go all the way through the 11th. But for the next 3 hours, Mike Sanders and Mike Novak here encouraging you to do the right thing. So
yeah,
good morning,
and
Mike Novak.
Yeah, you can do it wherever you want. If you go to Chicago's Progressive Talk, .com or the Mike Novak Show on MikeNovak.net. You click onto the Holiday Harvest logo, and there are drop-off locations all over the city. And like you said, we started on December 1st, but we're going through the 11th. Mm-hmm. However, today we have correspondents at various locations, including right here at the beautiful Showcase Studios across the street from the 53A bus stop.
The Showcase Studios. I love it. Yeah, actually, Fred Newsom and Heather, they're outside. They have a tent set up at 6012 South Pulaski, so they could do your drop-offs there, too.
So we want people to come down. Put stuff in the bin. Say hi to Fred. Say hi. Heather's out there with him.
And we're going to be out over the course of the next 3 hours. We're going to be outside, you know, just kind of wandering around with our new wireless toys. Oh, I brought you an umbrella today, too.
I got one in the car. You got a special one? You got a Holiday Harvest umbrella?
I have a SpongeBob umbrella or a Batman umbrella.
Ooh.
Think about it over the course of the next 3 hours, which one you want to use.
I don't know. It's such a hard decision.
So there you go. Mike Sanders and Mike Novak, the Holiday Harvest going on for the next 3 hours. And
I even have a bag of quinoa right here.
I saw that. It sounds weirder than I thought. I thought it would, I don't know, more, I don't know, flaky, like, I don't know, potato chippy.
This is hefty.
Let me see that.
Hold on to this.
That is hefty. What is that? I don't know what that looks like. It looks like okra seeds.
It does. I don't know what an okra seed looks like.
Well, there you
really?
Are.
Really?
Yes, it looks like
you
dry.
Don't know quinoa, and I don't know what okra seeds look
looks like.
Like
dried okra seeds. That is a big bag.
Is it new? It's 4 pounds.
Okay.
This is part of my contribution that's going into the bin.
That's going into the bin.
Now, oh, yeah. I've got some other stuff here, too.
Now, the biggest thing, because we're going to do sports, we're going to do all the same things that we do on our town.
Of course.
But when we come back from the sports report, because I think we got Ernest James on the line, I want to find out from you exactly what is sustainable, what sustainable means.
Oh, and, you're going to put me on the spot.
Yes,
huh?
I am. You're the smart guy. So let's see if Ernest James is on the phone. Ernest, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Howdy, sir. And you're out at a location right now?
I'm at a location, 7030 South Racine Travelers Rest Spiritual Church. Unfortunately, I am the first person here.
Well, it's because it's 8 o'clock.
So you're going to be out there for the next hour or two or whatever?
What's going on? Yes, I will.
Okay.
Yes, I will.
So, and then, you've got a little bit of a sports thing for us real quick, too, right?
Yes, I do. And I hope to see people bring in some perishable food items, come out, help the needy families, help each other helping each other.
And as we say, feed the need.
That's right. That's
exactly.
Right. So give me some sports real quick.
You have the Bears facing the Kansas City Chiefs today at 12 o'clock at Soldier Field. The Bears are trying to get a victory under Caleb Haney's win column. Hopefully, everything works out well. I'm predicting the Bears' victory. Looking more like 21-10 in the favor of the Bears. Last night, you had the Blackhawks defeating the St. Louis Blues 5-2, and you have a lot of college football stuff going on. Mm-hmm. The BCS championship game is just about set. You're going to have LSU taking on Alabama Crimson Tide, unless the Oklahoma State Cowboys get inside of that mix some way, somehow. Otherwise, you have NBA free agency. All NBA teams can talk to prospective free agents starting tomorrow. The Bulls are looking at some shooting guard prospects, most notably Aaron Afalo from Denver and Washington's Nick Young. Otherwise, it's pretty much it. Everything's all quiet in the world of sports.
All right. And now what's the address of where you're at again?
I am at 7030 South Racine. I am the first person here sitting right in front of
Spiritual
Church. I hope to see more people. I keep saying that because I want to see more people. I want to see the streets flooded.
There you go. You're at Travelers Rest Spiritual Church at 7030 South Racine. You're going to be there for the next couple hours. And this week, Mike Novak, and I just wanted to say I had the great honor of going to the Granville T. Woods Elementary School out there in Inglewood. And
oh, really?
I did like a commencement speech thing, like a motivational thing.
Did you really?
Yes, I did. I was very proud to be out there. It's a great school. They inducted 7 more people into their National Honor Society.
Oh.
That's right. So
who are in school right now?
In school right now. That's uh-huh. Right. It's an Inglewood school. They've got their own National Honor Society. They're inducting a lot of students. And hopefully next year they'll have double, like 14. The year after that, 21. Eventually, maybe the whole population of the school will be in the National Honor Society.
Were you inducted too?
I'm waiting for my honorary. Yes.
Yeah. The honorary. Yeah.
So, and Ernest was out there too. And Ernest, they're having a toy drive there too. I don't want to confuse everybody, but that school out there in Inglewood is having a toy drive. So if you happen to be out there and you see Ernest out there and you want to drop off, food for our food drive or even toys, we can divvy that stuff up too to a local school doing great things too. Right, Ernest?
That is correct.
So, all right, he's going to be out there at Travelers Rest Spiritual Church, 7030 South Racine. We're going to be talking to a bunch of different correspondents across the area today as well. So stay warm. And you got an umbrella?
No. Right now I'm sitting inside my car.
Okay. We got two umbrellas here. We got a Batman and a SpongeBob.
I'm on my umbrella
Which
today.
One do you want?
I'll take the SpongeBob.
All right.
Oh, he didn't hesitate. He didn't hesitate.
I think he was listening while he was on hold. So.
I think so.
All right, Ernest, well, be careful, be warm out there, and try to get people to come out to that location.
Okay, I definitely will.
All right, sir, thanks.
No problem.
All right.
I hope he intimidates people into coming out to the location.
He's just going
to
be sitting in the car. Yeah. It's all dark out there.
Oh, my goodness. Police will pull up and go, excuse me, sir, what are you doing here?
I'm trying to get toys and food.
Yeah.
So goodness. Again, Mike Sanders and Mike Novak here until 11 o'clock. We're doing the Holiday Harvest, which started December 1st. It goes all the way till December 11th. Don't be fooled. If you can't get out there today, you're doing Christmas shopping, seeing families running, predestined errands, then you have until the 11th to get this done. Location's all over the city. Go to Chicago's progressivetalk.com to check it out. Now, Mike Novak.
Yeah.
Sustainable food drive. Yeah. Now, I've heard of food drives. I've been the beneficiary of food drives.
Government cheese?
Government cheese.
Government cheese.
Yes, yes. I mean, I'm from the projects in New York. I lived in Miami in the same type of area.
You know, it's interesting, though. We've talked about that, and we kind of laugh about it, but you received government cheese. My family, not my immediate family, but my cousins, the first time I got introduced to that was in the 60s, okay, mm-hmm. and went over there, and they had this huge block of cheese. I said, what is that? That's government cheese. I said, holy smoke, that thing is huge. You could
do whatever you want with it.
You could prop up a car on it and do repairs.
Yes, you could. You can use it as a transmission support.
Yeah.
Because it has a gummy squishiness to it. So, but there is a difference between government cheese and government cheese.
Government cheese.
I don't know if you know government cheese.
I'm not sure I do either.
So now what is, your phone's going out there.
Oh, yeah, that's a correspondent Heather Fry out there. So we will, we're going to be getting to Heather Fry in just a second here.
Yeah,
but you're asking me.
Sustainable. Why sustainable as a food drive as opposed to just a regular food drive?
Well, it's kind of an experiment here because I talk about sustainability issues on my show all the time, and local food, and the idea that you should grow your own if you can.
If
not
you can.
Everybody can.
Mm-hmm.
You certainly in Chicago, it's hard to grow in the winter. We do have, if you listen to Chicago's Progressive Talk, you hear information about faith in place in the winter farmers markets, where you can buy healthy local foods from farmers who continue to sell them over the winter. In fact, mm-hmm. there's a farmers market today up at the North Shore Unitarian Church, which is 2100 Half Day Road in Deerfield, and that's going to I believe it's going from like 9 to 4 this morning. That Faith in Place sponsors those. And the idea when we started talking about doing this food drive is I said, well, you know, if we talk about sustainability issues, let's make the food drives sustainable. And you said, what does that mean?
I did. Because the meetings got a little, I mean, they weren't mean-spirited at all, but they were very in detail because, you know, hungry people just want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But sustainability is why not take this opportunity? That's what you convinced me of, and I agree with you. Why mm-hmm. not take this opportunity to educate as well?
And admittedly, it's not an exact science,
mm-hmm.
okay? The idea, first of all, let's get food to people. We start with that, you know? But if you can, give them the kinds of things that are good for them. I keep using this example, and I apologize for it because you said to me, well, you know, my idea of food drive, I got something that's been on the shelf for 4 years, and I pull that off and I give it to somebody.
That's right.
Right? Exactly. What if you gave them something that you really wanted? You know? And I told you earlier, I've got this bag of quinoa here, which I've brought in, and it's a terrific, it's a full protein, this grain, and it's 100% whole grain, it says right on it. It, you know, in terms of sustainability, well, it wasn't grown locally. It was grown in Bolivia. All right. But it's a really good grain, you know, so we're splitting the differences. You know, you could get oatmeal, you could get nuts and raisins, you know, peanut butter is always a great thing. If you're buying, soups, you want to be careful that they don't have BPAs in the can because that's not good stuff. And how do you find that out? Well, you can go to the Holiday Harvest link at MikeNovak.net or ChicagosProgressiveTalk.com, and we've got some links to that to, mm-hmm. to sort of help. So we're trying to split the difference between healthy, local. If you can buy healthy and local, great. If it's healthy but not so local, that's great. If it's just whatever you can do to think about the foods you're donating to this drive.
Well, it's awfully important, too, because I was reading this story this week. It's 16 million children are now living in poverty in America. But there's also a story that ties right into that where it says that high levels of arsenic is being found in, like, juices, apple juice, grape juice, things like that.
Nice.
And that this earlier this summer, people, I think 57% of the people would rather tackle the deficit than worry about what's in the food. But everyone has to eat. The mm-hmm. deficit's not going to come to your house and kill you.
Yeah.
But if you keep eating arsenic and no one's and you're not checking where your food is coming from, seeing how it's grown, that will eventually cause cancers and bad things to happen to you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's and as we know as progressives, the whole deficit is a straw man. You know,
yes.
The deficit is not our problem.
Yeah.
The problem, as you say, is arsenic in our juice and the degrading of our environmental resources and the fact that so many people don't have health insurance. Those are the real issues.
Those are real problems. This is a way of bringing this out to light and at the same time bringing food to people who might need it.
Yeah. So the idea is we're not going to turn anything down, that, you know, as long as the pantries and the other thing we've done is that we've set it up with faith in place so that the churches and other places that are accepting donations, they turn right around. They have their own constituencies, mm-hmm. and it gets there very quickly. It's not mass produced. It's not an assembly line where this goes out. Is basically you turn it in probably in a couple of days.
It's going to be out.
It's going to be out to the people who need it.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that we're doing it that way.
And if you're driving around the area and you're like, okay, so where are they? There's, I believe, at least 7 locations around the area, far north, far south, all the way surrounding the city. If you don't know and you're driving around, you're like, I don't have access to it, give us a call, 773-838-WCPT, 9278. And we will tell you where one is. I'll do it. I'll Google Map where you are.
I will. That's cool.
I will do that.
I'll give you two right now. And
one is here.
One is right. Well, then that makes three.
Okay. There
All
you
right.
Go.
There's one is here, and in a second we'll talk to Heather Fry.
Yeah, we're gonna get her on the phone in a second.
But also on the north side of Chicago at 5255 North Ashland, the first Evangelical Free Church,
mm-hmm.
And they are their winter farmers market is next Sunday, a week from today. But they are accepting donations today, and I believe Julia Shue might be up there.
I believe
later on we'll be talking to her. And then another one is Healthy Horizons, and that's 7034 Indianapolis Boulevard in Hammond.
It's the tallest building on Indianapolis in that area. That's where I get my my milk free ice cream.
Really?
Yes.
And there and Healthy Horizons is a store there, mm-hmm. where you can get healthy goods.
Yep.
And why not? See, this is how we do the sustainability. You walk into Healthy Horizons, you buy the stuff, you turn around, you put it in the bin.
Makes it that simple.
Really simple.
That's it.
And we have other locations that we're going to get to.
Mm-hmm. So if you know where the big fighting studio is in Hammond, it's right next door to that, too.
The big what?
It's a big fighting studio.
Fighting?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to drop the name, but it's a big fighting studio in Hammond, Indiana.
You go in and fight?
I like to watch fights.
Oh, that you mean like boxing matches?
MMA, things like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like that kind of stuff sometimes.
Where do you go for your monster truck stuff?
That I go into the city.
Oh, okay.
The Allstate Arena. So, I like that kind of stuff. What do you want? So we're going to get Heather on the line?
Yeah, okay. Heather.
Let's give this a shot, see if we got Heather out there.
Hi, Heather. Are you there?
I hear it through your cell phone, but I don't hear anything coming through this.
Wait, hold on here.
Is that plugged in?
He was plugged in.
See, we had this all worked out in theory, how this would work out.
Yes, in theory. It should be coming through right now, but...
Well, he's messing with the... Now, normally I mess with the wires, but I'm in the driver's seat, so I can't go over there and mess with it. So she's up on number three.
All right.
Or number two, actually.
Number two.
Yeah, she's up on number two. I got nothing.
Okay, well...
She sounds great mumbling through your cell phone.
Yeah, we're having technical difficulties. We'll get to that in a second. Okay. Well, Heather, I'll come out and fix this while Mike is taking care of some business here.
Oh, there you go. So
alrighty,
if you want to help out, it's really simple. Go to chicagosprogressivetalk.com. You can see the Holiday Harvest link up there. We're in conjunction with Faith in Place. They're a great organization out there helping to feed people as well. At least 7 different locations in the area. So if you can... Get out to one of these locations and drop off. It's not even just food. It's toiletries, things like that, deodorant, hygiene products, anything that you can do, because you know as well as we do here at the station that times are tough out there and they're really hard. You know, unemployment is still hovering at 9%, even though it did go down over the last couple of days, so that's kind of cool. So if you are in the area, 6012, Heather Fry and... Fred Newsom, they're outside right now. You can give us a call, 773-838-9278. All right, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we'll see if we can get these technical difficulties worked out. They're going to need my helping hand. I'll get my e-tool ready. All right, you're listening to Our Town, and we'll be right back. And welcome back to our town here on Chicago's Progressive Talk, Ambit FM. Mike Sanders and Mike Novak with the Holiday Harvest. Good morning again, Mike Novak.
Good morning, Mike Sanders.
I'm trying to put a little wiggle in your giddy up there.
I like it.
Get your shoulders into it,
baby. I'm feeling better.
Yeah. So, do we have our technical difficulties with Heather?
I think we are all set. Let's go to, don't forget to hit those buttons.
Yeah, we're
going to
put that right there and get those guys on the outside right
Heather
there.
Heather Fry, are you with us?
I am. Are you boys trying to push my buttons?
We just did.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hit the bell. There you go. You're in charge of the bell today. So what's going on out there, Heather?
We are out in the parking lot. We are very happy it's not raining, and it's unseasonably warm for a December weekend. So I hope people will come on down and come see us and put some food in our barrel and help us feed the need.
Well, there you go.
Well, you've got Fred Newsom with you there.
I do. Fred's here. We've got the tent up and the van out here and the station's playing so people can hear us. We haven't really had a lot of people stop by yet, but a lot of people have sort of slowed down and looked at us like, what's going on there? Because they see a big van and mm-hmm. two people and a microphone and they're like, huh?
They're on their way to Paco's Tacos, as you know.
I think so. But well, fortunately for us, Paco's is not open right now. Oh, Harley-Davidson, guys. The bikes just went by.
Oh, that's right. Today is also the Toys for Tots parade.
Yeah. They have toys strapped to the back of their bike, so that's kind of nice to see.
Awesome.
So hopefully they'll hit us on the way back.
You know what? I always like the truckers when they have the big teddy bear that's strapped to the grill in front.
Yeah.
Yes. Is that a good thing or
nothing
bad
more
thing?
Heartwarming.
Heartwarming unless the truck hits something and then the teddy bear takes a hit. You know?
Yeah. Better the bear than a person, I guess.
I think so.
As long as it's a teddy bear and not a real bear.
As long.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, hang on out there, Heather. And
we're out here.
All right. And we'll get back to you and get more of a report later on.
You got it.
All right. Heather Fry outside with Fred Newsom. If you're at 6012 South Pulaski and you see some people jumping behind a fence, stop off. At least say hi. But we'd like for you to bring in some sustainable donations for people who are less fortunate than you right now. So do what you can. So now on the phone, we have little Julia Hsu. Let's see if she's there. Julia?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Julia.
Hi, how are you?
This is like a real show. We're doing good.
Yeah. All right. So I'm out here at the First Free Church at 5255 North Ashland.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so they're running around getting ready for their first service, but they do indeed have the bin here where you can donate food. And so that's really exciting.
Has anybody dropped anything off yet?
Yeah, it's about half full right now.
Hey, hit the bell.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
And donations for this location go to the Breakthrough Urban Ministries Fresh Market.
Okay.
Yeah, and for more information on that, you can go to breakthrough.org.
There you go. All right. And now, I know that you're out there and you're trying to fly people down to get them to donate for a healthy harvest here, but did you happen to bring a list with you today? I know you always have something.
Funny you ask.
Funny that I went
funny.
I
just
have to have something.
What do you got for me?
Well, I've got the top 10 weird McDonald's menu items from around the world.
Talking about sustainability.
So, oh, boy.
All the non-sustainable food.
There you go.
So this is to encourage us to stay away from McDonald's? Is that what that's going to do?
Exactly.
Okay.
And what do you got for me?
We're going to count down, okay? Number 10 is the Kiwi Burger of New Zealand.
The Kiwi Burger.
Yeah. And just a little history lesson. The kiwi is the national bird and the national fruit of New Zealand. And there are no actual kiwis in the Kiwi Bird.
I was going to ask, okay.
Wait. Fruit or bird?
Nope. Nope.
Neither.
But there is beetroot in the Kiwi Burger, we've got that.
Beetroot, did you say?
So they're marketing their national bird to this nation, but not putting any of it in there. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good marketing. That's good marketing.
That's marketing.
Why not?
What else
you
got?
Number 9 is the McLobster.
The McLobster?
That's served in parts of Canada and New England.
Eight?
Yeah. So it's basically just a lobster sandwich, and I think that I would only opt to get it in New England if it were in the States, but, good try, that's fine.
And don't let it sit out in the sun.
Yeah, I don't want lobster from McDonald's of any sort. Okay, all right.
Yeah, okay, number eight is the McRice Burger, and it's served in Taiwan, Singapore, Indonesia, and the Philippines.
It's a rice burger? Is it real rice in it?
Well, it's the
beef
buns are made
rice.
Of rice patties.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So that's, you know, if you ever wanted rice with your McDonald's, that's the place to go.
Well, I'm hoping that you come up somewhere on the list with the McQuinoa burger.
Oh, okay.
Don't think they're going to have one of those.
That ain't going to happen.
No,
huh?
No.
Maybe. We'll have to see. Number 7 is the McShawarma, and that's served in Israel.
What? McShawarma?
McShawarma,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
So it's basically turkey and pita bread.
Okay. That didn't sound bad.
Yeah.
I'd eat that, I guess.
You'd eat anything.
I've eaten a McRib.
Yeah.
Not the McLobster, though.
Not,
just not the McLobster. All right.
Number 6 is spam and eggs, and that's served in Hawaii.
Really?
Spam and eggs?
Spam and eggs, yeah.
Spam, 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 spam,
ding.
And McLobster.
That's the acting chops of Mike Novak right there.
Let's see here. Number 5 is the Mega Teriyaki Burger, and that's served in Japan.
Gosh, that's a surprise.
Yeah.
Sounds good, so though.
Yeah, it's basically a Big Mac with teriyaki sauce.
Ah, sweet, sweet poison, baby.
Sweet poison.
I love it.
So number 4 is the McCurry Pan, and that's
Jamaica?
India.
Is that Jamaica?
Nope, served in India.
Oh, India. McCurry.
Yeah.
I think it's the only semi-healthy thing on the list here.
What makes that healthy?
Well, it says here it's a crispy bread box, and it's filled with creamy sauces of mushrooms, broccoli, and bell peppers.
My goodness.
Really? Yeah.
McDonald's? I think they got confused.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
That's
weird.
Different.
Yeah. Different.
Yeah.
What's next?
Number three. The McLox in Norway.
McLox?
McLox. Yeah, yeah. It's basically a fish sandwich.
Oh,
yeah.
No. They need McLutefisk.
Ooh, okay.
They sell that stuff up in Andersonville.
It's like you're so worldly.
Right. Yeah, you can get some some today if you want. You can get some glog there too while you're out.
I'm not going to have any glog. I'm not. No. Was that Klingon food?
No, glog. It's a wine thing.
Sounds like Klingon to me. I don't. What's next? What do you got?
Okay, number 2 is Gallo Pinto from Costa Rica.
No, okay. What's in that?
So that's rice and beans with scrambled eggs and sour cream.
That actually sounds good.
Yeah, yeah. So
I can't see that on a McDonald's
menu.
You
can get that at Paco's Tacos, too.
Yeah, you're right next door.
But you better have a bib if you're eating that one, I think.
Yeah, you probably.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Gross. And number 1.
And number 1. Here we do it.
Number 1 is the McWedding from Hong Kong.
The McWedding?
Yeah. And that's actually not just one food item. You can actually, in Hong Kong, you can have your wedding at McDonald's.
Really?
Oh, I see. I thought maybe it was wedding cake sandwich between bread slices.
They actually have that. I don't know.
Give them time.
Maybe it's just icing between bread. Ew.
Well, that's what you make the McRib out of anyway, is old, wedding cake. It's with enough seasoning, it tastes like pork. It's good.
But I think we should send them a letter for the quinoa burger. I like that idea.
I think so. See, Bolivia should do this, because that's where this one came from.
There
All
you
right.
go.
So Bolivia should do the McQuinoa burger.
I don't want to dash both of your dreams and hopes, but I don't think that's going to happen. So.
Darn.
But I knew you would have a list on you.
Spam, 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 spam.
So there you
spam
go.
Yeah.
Thank you for a great list. I appreciate it,
You're welcome, as always.
All right.
And and keep us apprised of what's happening in
Absolutely.
Edgewater there and drag people in. Get them off the streets. Make them donate stuff.
And also tell them thank you for the people who have donated as well already.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Absolutely. Give us the address again there, Julia.
Okay. Yeah, I'm at the First Free Church at 5255 North Ashland.
And if you don't know where that is, it's just a block north of Foster, a couple of blocks north of Foster. It's a real short block to Clark Street. So basically, you're kind of at Clark and Foster, just a little bit north and a half a block west.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Once I get north of the Sears Tower, I don't know where anything is. I'm totally lost.
Once I'm south of the Sears Tower, it's the same thing for me.
All right. So, Julie, how long are you going to be out there for today?
I'm going to be out here for a little bit, probably about an hour or so.
Okay.
So if you want an autograph from Julie, you better get there now.
Go now.
Yeah. Get here now.
That's right. She's probably got a spare list on her, too, so she'll read a list in the parking lot. All right. Thank you, Julia.
All right.
We'll get back to you in a little bit. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So there you go.
Cool.
That's awesome.
That's a half the bin half full. I like that.
That's all right.
You know, so, now I would look at it and say, oh, it's half empty.
Yeah, well, you could be Ernest James out there who's just stalking in the car.
Stalking in the
He's
car.
Like, come on, give us some stuff.
So it makes me wonder what, you know, Tiffany's going to do down in Hammond there.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a good haul in there, too.
I think so. I think we're going to do well. Yeah. We're going to try. One of the things we're going to do is when the stuff we collect here at the station is we'll split it up among the various pantries, take a look at who got short shrifted a little bit, and then we'll take some of the stuff that comes in here and put it out there. What's next?
Well, we're going to do the president's address, get that knocked out, because, you know, that's important, too. And there's a big payroll tax debate going on, which actually kind of indirectly corresponds with what we're doing, taking at least $1,000 from working families is what the Republican Senate wants to do right now. And that is only going to make the situation worse. It's only going to make getting the basic supplies harder. So you want to do that right now?
Well, is the president at one of our locations and he's encouraging people to put stuff in the bin?
You know, he should be. It's Chicago.
It is. Why not? Nah, he's in Washington, D.C., but this is the president's weekly address.
There you go.
This week, we learned that our economy added another 140,000 private sector jobs in November. Despite some strong headwinds this year, America's economy has now created private sector jobs for the past 21 months in a row. Almost 3 million new jobs in all, more than 500,000 of them in the past 4 months alone. We need to keep this growth going and strengthen it. And that's why we've been fighting to pass a series of jobs bills through Congress. Bills that independent economists say will create more jobs and grow the economy even faster. Because now's the time to step on the gas, not slam on the brakes. Unfortunately, too many Republicans in Congress don't seem to share that same sense of urgency. Over the last few months, they've said no to most of these jobs bills. No to putting teachers and firefighters back to work. No to putting construction workers back on the job. And this week, they actually said no to cutting taxes for middle-class families. You see, last year, both parties came together to cut payroll taxes for the typical middle-class family by about $1,000. But that tax cut is set to expire at the end of this month. If that happens, that same family will see its taxes go up by $1,000. We can't let that happen. In fact, I think we should cut taxes on working families and small business owners even more. And we're going to keep pushing Congress to make this happen. They shouldn't go home for the holidays until they get this done. And if you agree with me, I could use your help. We've set up a simple tax cut calculator on whitehouse.gov so that you can see exactly what the stakes are for your family. Try it out. Then let your members of Congress know where you stand. Tell them not to vote to raise taxes on working Americans during the holidays. Tell them to put country before party. Put money back in the pockets of working Americans. Pass these tax cuts. And we're all in this together. The more Americans succeed, the more America succeeds. And if we remember that and do what it takes to keep this economy growing and opportunity rising, then I'm confident that we'll come out of this stronger than before.
And so there you go, the President of the United States with the weekly address. You know what really grinds my gears?
Uh-oh, here we go.
I'm not going to turn it into a political thing.
No, go ahead. This is your show, not mine. I'm just sitting in here.
But it's just so strange to me that the Republican Party is saying that they're not going to raise taxes under any circumstances on anyone, and they lumped in the millionaires and billionaires with that. Mm-hmm. But now when it comes to the middle-class families, it's okay to raise taxes.
Well, it's very simple, really.
I agree.
They've been called out, and their agenda is simply to oppose anything the president does. And anybody who doesn't understand it, you don't need to go on all these talk shows and say, well, what do you think their strategy is? Their strategy is simple. Anything the president says, they're going to do the opposite. And that's the strategy.
Yep.
You know, that's funny you should bring it up, because I've been thinking that, you know, given the way the Republican Party has worked since Obama became president, which is anything he proposes they're against.
Mm-hmm.
We might as well bring that out in the open. So if you're a Democrat running for office, you should say, I'm just letting you know that if a Republican is elected president in 2012, I'm going to be opposed to everything he says and does.
Why not
bring it out right now?
Why not?
I mean, because that's the way the country's working right now as it is. So you might as well be honest and say, just a warning. Just letting you know that if we elect a Republican, I'm not going to vote for anything he proposes.
It's going to be another term of what we just had. Nothing's going
to
get done.
Let's just lock it up. Let's just that gridlock it.
But it's so strange to me that people don't understand that this is the case. They've made everything very hard for working families to make the president look bad so that we'll eventually turn on each other, which is what we've kind of done. You know, they've stripped the unions. They've stripped working jobs, and for like even for Black Americans, for like people more like myself, the way out of the ghetto, the way out of the hood was those mailman jobs, going to the military, things like that. And when you start stripping those city jobs, garbage man, things like that, the ways that for us to get into the middle class, it brings the whole average down. Mm-hmm. It makes it hard on everybody.
That's a really good point. That was the way out. And you mentioned the military, which is not lumped in that, right? But maybe someday it will be. If you strip away the rights from the union workers and public employees, what's next? The military.
Yep.
Let's go after all those people who saw the military as a way out and a way into the middle class. Mm-hmm. Let's ruin their lives too. How about that? Well, you already do when you send them off to war, but
that's true.
That can really do that.
Well, anyway, see, I didn't want to go into a grinds my gears.
No, I like it when you go into the grinds your gears.
But again, it's the Mike Sanders, Mike Novak, Holiday Harvest in conjunction with Faith in Place. And if you are in one of the areas where you can drop off, or if you just, if you, in the goodness of your heart, you want to do something good for people who are less fortunate, please go to the website, chicagosprogressivetalk.com, or even Mike Novak, Mike.net.
I want to say we're encouraging people to drop off stuff today. Today would be a really, really good day, but it's just one of several days in the drive. We started on the 1st of December, mm-hmm. going through the 11th. You could do it today. But if you're listening and you realize, I don't know where these locations are, as Mike said, go to those websites, go to the Holiday Harvest link, and you can find out where to drop off stuff.
And there you go.
You can do it all week.
All right. When we get back, we're going to hear from our promotions director.
Ooh.
That's right, Tiffany Weinrich, and then we're going to hear from Fred, he's outside with Heather, and some more stuff, maybe some entertainment coming up as well, and Kenny G in the background.
Oh, God. I'm in an elevator. How did I get into this elevator?
And I'm never letting you go. There you go. More of Our Town coming up right after this. There's your horse noises. Good morning and welcome back to Our Town. Yes, I was waiting for the music to hit. There you go. It's Mike Sanders and Mike Novak with the Holiday Harvest. And
this is so much better than Kenny G.
I did that for you.
Did you?
Yes.
You hurt me deeply.
I knew you'd appreciate that. Yeah. So now we have you're going to be heading outside here in a second?
In a second. I'll be heading out to the parking lot here and join Heather and Fred out there. I got some stuff to put in the barrel, so I should do it.
Well, are you going to donate that quinoa?
Yeah. Throw that. That
right.
puppy
you
out
throw
there.
Throw that
too.
In there.
Yeah.
So, you said you're going to bring me some too, but I don't see anything for me.
How needy are you?
Oh, I'm not super needy. I just wanted to try some of the stuff that you were talking about.
All right, I will at some point. Not today.
All right. Okay. There you go. All right. Well, let's get on the horn and see if we got Tiffany here. Tiffany.
Hello.
Hey, Tiffany. Tiffany. It's pronounced Wenrick, isn't it?
It's Wenrick, but that's okay. Nobody pronounces it right. It's all good.
Can I just call you the
Winehouse?
T-Dub.
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 We're going to go with T-Dub.
T-Dub. All right, T-Dub.
Simple.
All right, and you're the head, the director, the executive director of our promotions department.
Well, that's a lot of pressure that you just put on me there.
We know.
But
that's why we said it.
I'm out here at Healthy Horizons in Hammond, 7034 Indianapolis Boulevard. It's really, really close to 8094, so it's very easy to get to.
Mm-hmm.
To throw that out there, you'll see me. I'm in the bright orange car with a WCPT sign.
Yeah.
All right.
So you're going to see me, and you need to come bring me stuff to put in this barrel, because we always talk about how Northwest Indiana is a little underrepresented, a little neglected mm-hmm. by the station. And,
yes.
So
no, it isn't.
Show us some love. You got to come back out and show us some love.
Show some love.
Drive,
yeah, so. But you guys are you know, you live out that way. That's your, yes, your stomping grounds.
Yeah, it is. That's what I'm saying. I brought my stuff for the barrel this morning as well. I brought some long grain brown rice, some lentils, and some whole grain pasta. Did I do okay, Mike?
That sounds good.
I think that sounds
okay,
I think
trying.
So.
Sounds about, I think it's baby steps into healthy and sustainability. That's what I'm trying to do.
Well, like we said, you can always go to the Holiday Harvest page on MikeNovak.net or ChicagosProgressiveTalk.com. And, you know, over the last few weeks, we have been writing and putting links up about how to buy healthy, information about canned food, nutrition, and bisphenol A in cans, and preserved foods, fruits and vegetables, how to buy local. We've got the list of winter farmers markets. It's all there. We're trying to give you the guidelines here, give you the map to buy sustainably and healthy.
Yep, and I did this morning. I made a little joke, baby steps, but you know, look at the list, and it's easy. It doesn't mean you have to go seek out somewhere anywhere special. You can pick this kind of stuff up at the regular grocery store or Target or wherever you're going to go. So it's easy to do. A lot easier than people think. So.
And the place doesn't open until around noon, the place that you're at, Healthy Horizons,
it
correct?
Opens at noon today. It's open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, and then on Saturdays, 9 to 6. Sundays it's noon to 5, but I'm going to be out here the duration of the broadcast until 11 a.m.
Wait, so you're stalking the store now is what you're doing.
Yeah.
Now, I just want to ask this question before I forget. Tiffany, what's the atmosphere out there like right now?
Oh, it is electric.
I've been waiting for someone to tell me the atmosphere is electric all morning. That's what they say during the parades. I love that stuff.
It is electric.
Yeah, it's electric.
It is electric. And that's not just because of what my hair looks like.
Oh.
So. Could you text us a photo of your hair?
Absolutely. I will do that as soon as we get off the line here. I will send you.
Just send us a little photo of what you look like so we can post it all over the world wide web.
The hair, no. The car, yes.
Oh, the orange car?
Yeah.
What are you doing driving an orange car? That's what I want to know.
She wants to be seen, baby.
I love my orange car. I can't get enough of it.
Is it a gremlin?
No,
it's quite stylish, big orange car. Big orange car.
Wow.
It's like an LTD Brougham. She's pimping in Northwest Indiana. I like it. It's good. Now, you know what I was thinking when you said the whole thing about, you know, people Tiffany sending a photo. All the correspondents should actually take pictures of themselves, not where they are, and send it up to the Facebook pages.
That'd be cool.
I think so.
I like it.
Yeah, so take photos there. We'll post them all as quickly as we can, either today or during the week. But yeah, definitely. I think you need to post that. We'll do that.
You guys are out there in the wind and rain right now, you know, so suffering, trying to do some good for the community. You know, get your faces on that Facebook page.
Yeah, but it's warm.
It's warm. Yeah, that's the great thing. It's really warm, so it's a good day for people to get out. There's no, you know, there's a little drizzle, but there's not the weather holding anyone back.
It's warm drizzle. There you are. So, go to the
warm drizzle.
All right. That came out wrong. Well, if you're at home and you want to do some good, the sustainable food drive is going to be going on until the 11th. We've got people at different locations. Tiffany, right now, she's at Healthy Horizons in Northwest Indiana. And one more time on that address.
7034 Indianapolis Boulevard.
All right, 7034 Indianapolis Boulevard. It's the tallest building on Indianapolis Boulevard in that
area.
Very easy to find. So
it's the tallest building in Northwest Indiana, right?
Not in Northwest Indiana.
That's not true. Yeah.
But on that block, it's the tallest building.
On that block. And I assume you shop there, Tiffany.
I have, yes, I do.
And Mike does, too. That's where you get, what was that milk you get?
I get my Coconut Bliss ice cream. Because it, like, dairy milk is like poison to my soul.
Oh.
And to your body, it sounds like, too.
Both, yes. Yeah. I will be quivering in the corner, like, bleeding from the eyes. It's not a good thing.
Wow.
So,
That's not a pretty picture either. Hey, send that picture and upload it, okay?
I don't think anyone's coming for that picture.
No. Gosh, you guys aren't showing me much
love. Hey, Tiffany, I want to thank you for helping put this thing together. Tiffany's been really great about...
Thank you guys for doing it. It's wonderful.
Well, you know, this is what we do.
This is what we do.
Yeah. But you've worked really hard behind the scenes in helping us, contacting organizations and working with Faith in Place and doing logos and things like that and links, and we really appreciate it.
Aw, shucks, guys.
Aw.
So much love here.
Yeah. I know.
I'm going to cry.
Well, hopefully we'll be contacting you here in the coming hours, too, to see how things are progressing.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Tiffany.
So long, Tip.
Bye.
All right. Bye. So Tiffany is the mother brain, and Fred Newsom is like the hand of the promotions department. She's the brainstormer, and he's the enactor.
Ooh, the enforcer.
The enforcer.
He enforces
her will on the public when it comes to promotions.
certainly not on anybody here at the station, but on the public, yes.
On the public, yes.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Now, we're doing this call into the parking lot again?
Should we see that? Hey, Heather, are you with us out there in the parking lot?
I sure am.
There she is. Well, here's...
Hello. Can you hear me now?
We got you.
Oh, yeah. We got you. We got you live and in color. What I'm going to do is I was thinking I'm going to leave this mic, and through the magic of radio, I am going to suddenly appear in the parking lot with Heather.
All right, run, because we're running.
All right,
we're really short of time here.
We're short on time for this hour, so I'm going to hold this, and you run out there, and I'm going to put this in my head. Hi, Heather.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Oh, he just ran. He's literally running down the hall. I'm looking at the hall cam.
I just want to see Mike Novak run.
I wish we had recording capabilities right now. I can't reach it. That's great. So now you're outside. Have you had any drop-offs yet?
Not yet. We have a lot of people driving by and looking at us, you know, like, what's going on over there? I wish we had a big banner hanging over the fence. Here's Mr. Novak.
Wait, I'm trying to see on the outside cam here if I can see him.
So we have an...
I got my box of goodies. You see, I'm outside now.
There he is.
You're outside. He's out here with us.
Again, if you want to drop off at a location, it's 6012 South Pulaski. If you happen to be in the area, you'll see the tent. You'll see Heather out there. You'll see Fred Newsom. So please, if you can, do what you can to help out. You know, like we know, how tough it is out there. So please, if you can drop off something sustainable or even not sustainable, if you just want to help with a great food drive, please just do what you can. Go to the website, chicagosprogressivetalk.com. Now, what is Mike Novak doing out there?
Mike Novak is standing next to me with a giant box of old-fashioned Quaker oats. So that's always good. Everyone likes oatmeal. What do we got here? Ooh, pistachios. Yum. Mm. Now, thank God. You open that box, though. The problem is once you have one pistachio, before you know it, you're licking the bottom of the bag because they're addictive.
It's getting weird.
Quinoa. Two bags.
Two bags of quinoa.
Wow, he's so darn generous.
He is. Canned salmon. Wild, organic, Alaskan canned salmon.
Well, sustainable, baby.
BPA-free?
BPA-free, all right.
BPA-free.
And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Six cans.
All right.
From our master gardener.
Well, these actually came from D. Landreth Seed Company. Barbara Malera sent us 100 packets of seeds, basil and cilantro and chervil and other herbs.
Very nice. And these are all natural, all organic seeds, so they will regenerate. They haven't been genetically modified.
Heirloom seeds.
Heirloom seeds from one of the oldest seed companies in the whole country.
Okay.
And that's what we got happening out here at the Showcase Studios at South Pulaski Road.
All right.
So I do hope people come on by and join us and bring, like you said before, if it's sustainable, if it's not, empty out your pantries. Just come help us, help people in need. That's what we're here for.
All right. 6012 South Pulaski. We're going to take a quick break. We can come back with some quick entertainment report. So stick around. You're listening to the Holiday Harvest edition of Our Town, and we'll be right back. And we're back with the holiday harvest edition of Our Town. Mike Sanders, Mike Novak, and Miss Lady B in the house.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Lady B. Now, we got a couple minutes here, so before we get to the top of the hour. So if you got some entertainment news, I'd sure like to hear it.
Okay. You know, Christina Cavallari and J. Cole are back together.
Back together?
Oh, yes, they're back engaged. I am so glad, too.
The fool, man. He better get a prenup.
Don't listen.
He was lucky, man.
So if you happen to see Christina Cavallari wearing that 5.2 carat gold walking around downtown, you might be able to run into them at the Millennium Park. Yeah, at the Millennium Park.
Now, I was at the Lisa Lampanelli show last night.
Oh, did you?
At the Horseshoe Casino. Great show, by the way. They have this big screen where people text what they're texting, and a lot of people were implying that Jay Cutler was in the audience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I don't know if it's true or not. So
I don't know if
Jay Cutler is awake right now and you want to donate some healthy food to us and either prove or disprove that you were at the Lisa Lampanelli concert,
right.
you know, just please call us up at 773-838-9278.
Well, anyway. It's not like he has to throw a football today, all right?
Yes,
or stop by.
There you go. So what else you got real quick?
And also, Macy's, they have the Great Lights Holiday Windows on State Street.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's fun if you want
to. Nice place
to
take a date?
Yeah.
You mean Marshall Field?
Macy's.
Oh.
It's Macy's now, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, the New Yorkers are like all over that. Yeah.
Whoa.
And as a native New Yorker, yes, I am all over that.
I know you are.
So anything else real quick?
And also, the rumors about Selena Gomez and about her being pregnant.
Yeah.
There is a pregnancy, but it's her mom that's pregnant, not her.
Man, that's weird. That's a weird rumor.
Yeah, so she's expecting a little brother or sister. Oh,
I told you not to bring no Selena Gomez news up in here, man.
I'm sorry. And also, The Boss.
Okay.
The Boss.
Yes. They're going to be filming next month. In January, so I'll have more information at Miss Lady.
You mean in Chicago they're going to be
Chicago,
here?
In Chicago, yes.
Okay, I'm available.
Okay,
I have
you
my,
hear that?
You are a bona fide actor. There
that's
you go.
Right, I got my SAG card.
Kelsey Grammer, do
give me
you
a
hear
holler.
That?
And if, yeah, if they want to find out all that information, they can go where?
At Miss Lady B at blogspot.com.
Miss Lady B at blogspot.com. Well, there you go. So you're going to be outside with the rest of the gang hanging out for the rest of the day?
Yes.
Or? All right, out there. And
she's part of our support staff, our crack support staff.
Well, there you go. So we're going to hear from Fred in the
At the top of the Mike Novak show. Yeah,
that's right. So I want to say thank you to everybody on Facebook and people who are out there donating and doing their different things. The food drive will continue until the 11th. Mike Sanders and Mike Novak will both be on the air until 11 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, so. Encouraging people to drop off. So I know some people are just getting out of bed. I saw a tweet. They said Mike Novak's going to start now. But you know what? This is all part of the big broadcast.
That's
big
right.
3 hours. And thank you so much for being part of this, Mike.
Hey, no, thank you, Mike.
No, Mike, thank you.
No, Mike. You're
no, the best. No, Mike. That's you, right. You're awesome, Mike. You're totally awesome.
You know, I agree
both
to this.
Both of you guys are awesome.
Oh,
come
look
on.
At that. As long as I get first billing on the Mike and Mike program. That's
you got it.
All right, deal. All right, we'll catch you guys next week and in the next hour, so stick around. More of the Holiday Harvest coming up in just a few minutes. It's WCPT.
Go while you're young. I take the girls tonight and sing this sleighing song. Just let a bobtail bay to 40 as his speed. And then hitch him to an open sleigh and crack, you'll take the lead.
Welcome to a podcast of the Mike Novak Show. You can listen to Mike live Sunday mornings from 9 to 11 Central on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
Our star will return in just a moment. Every year, some Christmas celebrations are ruined by fire. A little precaution can prevent a Christmas fire from happening in your home. First of all, make sure your tree is on a firm foundation so it can't fall over. Then be sure to use only approved lighting. Wiring that's frayed may be dangerous. Replace it. Never use lighted candles. Let all the glow of Christmas come from within, not from fire. With a safe Christmas plan, here's an idea for Christmas giving.
Live from the beautiful Showcase Studios on South Pulaski Road, just across the street from the 53A bus stop and in between Paco's Tacos and Zaka Tacos, it's The Mike Novak Show, Chicago's only locally broadcast green, gardening, and environment program. Heard every Sunday right here on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
Good planets are hard to find. Temperate zones and tropic climes. True currents and thriving seas. Wind blowing through breathing trees. Strong ozone and safe sunshine. Well, good planets are hard to find. Good planets are in the main.
This hour of the Mike Novak Show is brought to you by The Care of Trees, our business's people and their love for trees. Here he is, radio's greatest source of wind energy, Mike Novak.
Good planets are in the main. Right.
And all we do is we just sort of change chairs here. You know, it's literally
it's
really
what we did.
Weird. It's like now I'm at the control board and now Mike Sanders is sipping on coffee. And see, now you get to coast.
This
for,
is what, and chat on Facebook and stuff.
And
maybe take my turn outside.
Yeah. We'll give you a microphone. We'll send
it's
you out
awesome.
There. It's the great WCPT Holiday Harvest Extravaganza broadcast with Mike and Mike. See, now my name comes first.
You get first billing.
So
it's Mike and Mike.
Mike and Mike.
See?
Okay.
It's how you say it.
Uh-huh.
Mike and Mike.
Mike Sanders sitting next to me. Heather Fry and Fred Newsom are out in the WCPT parking lot at the beautiful Showcase Studio on South Pulaski Road in Chicago. In fact, let's go there right now because
right
I understand Mr. Fred is there. Fred Newsom, come on in.
Hey, Fred.
Okay, Fred. Hey, turn on the microphone this time. Oh, wait. I unplugged it.
Did you? Oh, you unplugged it. I'll fix that.
Wait.
I got it.
Hang on a second. Okay. I just...
Keep babbling.
Okay. It's okay, because we unplugged it. We are running around here like whirling dervishes, just doing all kinds of...
I don't get that reference, but yes.
crazy stuff. Whirling dervish? You've never heard of
it? I don't know what that is, no.
Okay. Well, I'll explain it later.
All right, please.
Fred, are you there?
Yes, I'm
okay,
here.
There you are.
Hey.
That was my bad there. I unplugged it so that Lady B could do her report, and then I forgot to plug it back in.
See, we
got two microphones and some tin cans and string here.
We really do.
And
but it's fun.
Yeah, it's real radio.
Yeah,
this is live.
This is sustainable radio.
So you're getting ready to head out, eh, Fred?
Yes, I'm about to hit the streets, and I'll be in two locations. My first location will be Travelers Rest Spiritual Church, 7030 South Racine.
Okay.
And we'll be taking collections there. They'll be there all day. I'll be there from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. And then I'll move on to my second location, which is the Little Mountain of Hope Ministries. And that's 5716 South Ashland.
Okay.
Fabulous. Now, you know, as we mentioned, I don't know if you caught it earlier, but Mike Sanders said that Tiffany Wenrick, who is our promotions manager, she's the what?
She's the mother queen.
Right. And you are the enforcer, Fred.
Yes, I am.
Of the will of the mother queen. Yes.
And so Fred goes out there, and he's like Ernest. If you didn't catch the first hour of the show, we talked to Ernest James. He did a sports report on Mike's show, and he is stalking somebody at I forget which church he's at.
We have to find out, one, if he's okay, two.
we got to get back to him at some point.
Because he's just hiding in the car looking for donations, so that's what he said.
And I don't remember exactly where he was, but...
I have that somewhere.
You've got it on your cheat sheet.
I got it on the cheat sheet over here.
Let's see. You find that.
And
later on the show today, we got all kinds of different guests. Heather is out there with you right now, right, Fred?
Yes, she's out here with me. We're doing our little dance, trying to draw attention.
What kind of dance is it?
Actually... I got this music playing in my head that's kind of got me doing ballet, like the Nutcracker.
Ballet?
Oh, see, the Nutcracker Suite is what he's got going on.
I thought we were doing a rum shaker or something. What's going on?
I thought it was something different, too. Oh, well. Well, we're just really happy to have you out helping us out here. And Heather will stick around in the parking lot waving people in. And you're going to go out to your two locations. And we'll hear back from you in the later this hour and then in the 10 o'clock hour.
Definitely.
All right, except that it's not going to be on a microphone. It's going to be on a telephone.
That'll be on a telephone.
Right.
Or cell phone, I guess.
Modern technology.
Modern technology.
We can do it all, baby.
You know, they got to do cell phones that have the kind of sound that we're getting from Fred right now, that microphone quality sound.
That's pretty good, yeah.
It really
is. It's coming. It's coming.
No, you know, it's not. Because
it's coming.
I actually did a check in Consumer Reports, mm-hmm. All right, and it was the best cell phones out there. And I was looking for one that had the best sound quality. Oh, did we lose Fred? I think he turned it off. All right. All right.
He's got places to go.
Oh, he's still there.
Oh.
He just said there's a lot of traffic, and he's trying to spare
I like
us.
That background ambience, though.
But, yeah, we liked it with the cars going
Sounds
by.
Sounds like we're out there.
And I did this. I looked through Consumer Reports for the best mic quality and a cell phone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Consumer does the little circles, and they fill them in with red if it's really good, and it's black if it's really bad. There was not a single cell phone that had filled in circle for
voice quality.
They're all bad. And all I could think of is, wait a second, it's a telephone. The whole idea is the voice.
No, but video games.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Yeah. Well, we've gone so far from what the original idea of these machines.
The machine.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So. All right. Well, Fred, you enjoy yourself out there and running around and everything. And if you see Fred going from location to location, feel free to honk at him and give him a wave. If you're a Republican, you can, because the Republicans like to wave the middle finger at him mm-hmm. when they see Chicago's Progressive Talk on the van. You can do that, too. Fred, he's a good spirited guy.
Yeah, we should let you know that it does say WCPT Chicago's Progressive Talk on the big van there.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
It's cool.
So honk your horn and then show some support, show some love.
All right. Hand that microphone over to Heather, and we'll talk to you later, Fred.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, sir.
Bye-bye.
It's like a tornado was moving in just then.
Yeah, it sure sounded like that. All right. Is Lady B still helping us out behind the scene?
I believe Lady B is running around, yes. I'm not. Okay. She can hear us, I think, right now anyway. So.
Well,
can you just make a phone call real quick?
Yeah, we need to get Rod Gardner around.
Hey, you know what? I'll take care of that for you right here.
Okay.
I'm right here.
Well, he's going to do like the producer little thing.
Yeah, I can
That's
do that.
Great.
That's
All
where
right.
I start.
That is Mike Sanders. From our town, he's sitting in with me for the full 2 hours here. Actually, I sat in with him, so it's a 3-hour broadcast. We're encouraging people. You know, the idea is we got a call pouring in. I believe that. Look at that. We're encouraging people to be part of the WCPT Holiday Harvest, whether you can do it today or you can do it during the week. And later today, we're going to have Rob Gardner on the phone in just a second from the local beat. And then we will go back outside occasionally to Heather in the parking lot, all the way out there. You and I might actually duck out there in a little bit, or one of us. It's kind of hard to have both people out here.
That's true.
This is running. Whoops.
I mean, but we're making it happen as it happens. I mean, people, we should really be videotaping all of this.
We like, should have
We
been.
Are pushing the limits of our own technology.
Yeah, we absolutely are.
But it's for a great cause. And again, I have to say, you know, times are tough out there. And you know that the powers that be, that's my term, the powers that be are out there trying to make it hard for all of us. And they don't care what they put in the foods. They don't care what they feed us, as long as we're fat and happy, lazy, lethargic, and otherwise preoccupied. Mm-hmm. So if you can get out there and you can, donate some sustainable food, it helps the local economy, which is what they don't want us to do. It keeps the money local. It gives food to people who need it, and it educates all of us on why we're doing something sustainable as well. So if you can, please go to the website, chicagosprogressivetalk.com, and see a location and drop something off. You have until the 11th. That's when we're doing it till.
Or you can go to mikenovak.net. Also click on to the Holiday Harvest logo. All the information is there and how you can participate. Just make a mental note right now. If you mm-hmm. didn't get it done for today, which is okay.
That's all right.
You know, you got all week. and make the mental note and say, you know what, I really, really, really should drop something off. Just be part of this. Just be part of the solution, not a part of the problem.
But as the 11th closes in and you haven't done it, you're a jerk. Well, that's just extra incentive. So when they're like, you know, I haven't done it yet. It's the 9th. I haven't done it yet. It's the 10th. You know, I want you to feel bad about yourself.
Yeah, but, really. Let's go negative on them. Let's go totally negative on them.
But please do what you can. Please help out. It really is the best thing that you can do right now.
Okay. And later on the show, Rick DeMaio weather after 9:30, as always. I understand it's going to start getting cool. I mean, this would be the day to drop off stuff because it's warm. It's not even raining right now. It might be spritzing a little bit, but
it ain't that bad.
But later in the week, it ain't going to be this nice. Mm-hmm. So
expecting snow, I think. Rick's going to talk about that.
Rick, he had one of the things he sent me yesterday. He said, we have to watch Tuesday carefully. And I don't know what that means. All right. It sounds ominous to me.
Either or.
Megan Sykes from the Food Bank of Northwest Indiana will be with us at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. The Frozen Robins may be making a guest appearance.
Me.
Yeah, we may. There may be a little caroling going on.
As you can
see,
I'm not part of your group because I can't sing.
we could teach you.
I'm sure you could, actually.
You
guys are pretty good singers. I mean, and you harmonize well, even on the fly. I'm always impressed when you guys get together.
So that's all coming up on the Mike Novak Show. And, of course, with us right now in the studio, Mike Sanders from Our Town. And on the phone is Rob Gardner from The Local Beat. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Great.
For folks who don't know, give me, you know, in 25 words or less, what The Local Beat is.
Well, we believe that, you know, we want people to eat good food, and we think that the best way to get the best food is through local food. So we try and give people the resources to find local food in the Chicago area, and we try and share our experiences and the fun we're having eating local food.
And let's go with that in mind to the question that Mike Sanders asked me in the first hour. What the heck is a sustainable food drive? Have I created an oxymoron here, Rob, or is this possible?
No, I think it's entirely possible. I mean, I just keep on rattling off in my head, you know, different ideas. You know, I think, like, you know, today at the Logan Square Farmers Market, you know, there's a guy selling frozen Michigan blueberries. I mean,
really?
You know, there's all sorts of great options for local food that go year round. I mean, there's great canned foods from Tomato Mountain Farm, which I have to admit my wife is selling for them today at the Botanic Garden. And
well, you know, that's full disclosure. As long as you do that, we're cool with it.
But you know, maybe some people can go buy some stuff from her at the farmers market at the Botanic Gardens. But I mean, there's like River Valley also makes you know, different types of canned stuff. So, you know, I mean, what I've said before is you know we don't have to be wedded to fresh food. You know, I think, you know, we've got the sense over the last 20 years that fresh is the best food. So people want like imported asparagus or oranges that come from South Africa, and that's not always the best there is. And so when, you know, we're thinking about a food drive, let's give people the best food. And a lot of times, you know, the options for canned or frozen or dried is really the best. I mean, you can get dried fruit from Seedlings, one of the fruit growers that's at, like, Green City Market does a lot of different types of dried fruit. That's an outstanding way to enjoy locally grown sustainable food year-round.
That's Rob Gardner from The Local Beat, and it's at www.theLocalBeat.com. Now, you told me you've worked in these kinds of drives before. As you've done this, Rob, have you emphasized the sustainable aspect of them?
No. I've never. You're the first person who really I've ever seen emphasize the sustainable, which is great because, you know, it just adds another layer of you know, kind of, you know, goodness to, you know, to the opportunity. I mean, I think, you know, right now, I mean, food banks are, you know, at a huge need, and, you know, to be able to add, you know, better food to that kind of pile is just, you know, adds so much more to it. So I think, you know, to some extent, you know, people a lot of times look at food drives as times to empty out their pantry. And, you know, you see things like, you know, the smoked oysters, you know, you got that, you know, why did I ever eat this? Or
the
something.
Smoked oysters. Wow. I have that. That's what I haven't heard in a while.
It's good.
Yeah.
That's good, though.
But you know, food drive shouldn't be about, you know, using it as you know, winter cleaning. I mean, and be able to use it as an opportunity to share, you know, the bounty that we have in you know, good, clean, fair food is a great idea. So I hope that, you know, people use this opportunity to identify there's many, many options for winter markets. There's, you know, stores out there like Green Grocer and Dill Pickle Co-op and City Provisions that have all sorts of local food. I mean, it's the stuff's out there, so.
All right.
Yeah, and that's what we've been trying to do is not go for the cheap and easy. Although, you know, cheap sometimes means more, but it's the other thing we have to keep in mind is that we have local economies to sustain. Mm-hmm. Right. That's why Local First Chicago is doing such a great thing with their Unwrap Chicago, Eat, Drink, and Buy Local. It's a program that they have started for the holidays here, and we're kind of right in the middle of that. And I'm trying to combine the two. It's like, you know, let's take advantage of Local First Chicago. They're trying to get people to buy local. And I am, too. And as I said on various occasions, this is not an exact science in terms of trying to put it all together to create a sustainable food drive. In fact, to some degree, I'm not even sure what that means, except I'm trying to make it happen.
We had a lot more questions than answers, and we still have a lot of questions about what this is. But it's working out so far so good, actually.
And I think that, you know, there's always been issues with whether, you know, you can get, you know, things like fresh vegetables to food pantries. I mean, you know, most food pantries won't take donations of you know, fresh fruit and vegetables, which seems, you know, somewhat cockamamie.
When I first heard that, I thought the same thing. Yeah,
but
yeah.
But I understand. I understand why they wouldn't.
Well, but what if you can turn it around quickly? You know, one of the things we're going to be talking, as I said, later in the program with Megan Sykes from the Food Bank of Northwest Indiana, and I talked to her the other day in preparation for this, and I said, "What? I guess you guys can't handle certain fresh things." She said, "It depends on how fast you turn it around, you know." And even to some degree, they're getting so sophisticated that some of these places now have refrigerated trucks, so even frozen goods are not beyond the pale. Generally, in the past, you've heard people say, well, you can't do frozen, you can't do fresh, but that's changing.
Yeah, and I think people should be able to take advantage of that. I mean, I think, you know, if you can hook up, you know, if you go to a farmer's market, you know, like today, like say, you know, Glenwood or actually, I don't think that's today, but like Logan Square, and find out, you know, what's there, and you could, you know, maybe farmers have leftover, something like that, and be able to make a quick arrangement between that and some of the food pantries that will accept it.
Well, that's kind of what I've been encouraging. It's like, go to the markets that we've listed, and if you go to the Holiday Harvest site at MikeNovak.net, I'll tell you right now, and I keep plugging this because I want people to do this, but the second category on the top left, it says non-food items, and then the second category is local foods, and at the bottom is winter farmers markets. And this is a complete list. This is not just the Faith and Place list, but it's got the Oak Street Market in Evanston, Green City Market, Logan Square, as you mentioned, Rob, Logan Square Farmers Market, Geneva Green Market, Grays.
Which runs pretty much year-round.
They've got, we've got the times there, November 5th through April 28th. They're Saturdays 9 to 1. In Andersonville Winter's Farmers Market, that's a new one.
Right, and that's going to run through April, too.
Grays Lake, as I said, 61st at Street Indoor Farmers Market, Woodstock Winter Market, Botanic Garden, that's where your wife is today?
Yeah.
Glenwood up in Rogers Park. And then there are one-time movable farmers markets, and there's a big list of them, including the one that is going on today up in Deerfield. Right. At the North Shore Unitarian Church. That's part of the Faith in Place group. So it goes on and on and on. And what I'm asking folks is make a little effort today. Find one of those places. Get out there. Buy some of the good, because then you pump money into the local economy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can turn around and do some good for some other folks by donating it to the WCPT Holiday Harvest.
And it's not just food as well. I mean, because looking at this list here, I mean, it could be diapers, adult diapers, baby wipes, baby powder, toiletries, toothbrushes, deodorant, dishwashing detergent, things that people can use, you know, that people can just use. Get it locally, get it sustainably, get the food as well, because right now people are hungry, but also they need supplies too. We know how bad people are hurting out there. I keep saying that, but I want to make sure people understand that it's real. People are hurting out there.
And like, you know, I've done a lot of work with, you know, working like especially in the Oak Park River Forest Food Pantry, and like coffee. And I always think, like, you know, like this morning, I can't even get out and walk the dog till I have, you know, my cup of coffee. And that's not something, you know, like ordinarily, you know, you get like in your standard package. But when, you know, the holidays, you know, it's something, you know, like say you think like, well, you know, is that a luxury? But, you know, you have a lot of great, you know, kind of options for locally roasted coffee in the Chicago area, mm-hmm. you know, different, you know, ranging from, you know, big companies like Intelligentsia to some small people like at the Logan Square Farmers Market. There's a woman that has a family farm in Puerto Rico that they get the coffee from. So, you know, even things like coffee, you know, you can find the locally, you know, like the locally roasted or locally kind of sourced coffee. And that's something that I think is a huge, you know, diapers is, you know, another one. But you know, coffee is a great thing for donating to food pantries.
I hadn't thought about that. And, of course, when you're done with it, you put the coffee grounds in your garden. It's a great source of nitrogen.
Yep.
It's organic material. That's one of the wonderful things about coffee is that what it does to you personally, and then
what you can use it for later.
What you can use it for later.
Oh, I had a question. I'm sorry, totally off the beaten path. You know, I picked up one of those spinny composters, right?
Oh no, I didn't know
that.
You got a composting barrel?
The barrel that you roll the whole thing with wheels on it.
Where's that bell? Hit that bell. All right.
Now,
Good for you.
I wanted to ask, is coffee a brown material or a green material?
In terms of...
Because you're supposed to mix it or
right.
something.
Actually, in terms of a compost pile, it's considered a green material because of its nitrogen content.
Okay.
It's kind of interesting because it looks brown, but in terms of how brown material is the leaves and cardboard,
yeah.
you know? But in terms of a compost pile... Coffee grounds are actually green material.
I've been meaning to ask you that for like 2 months, and it never comes up in the hallway.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So, Rob Gardner, thank you so much, buddy. What's going on with the local beat that we need to know about?
Well, we should have up, you know, today or tomorrow, an article about a crop mob, which is a group of volunteers went to a farm called Spence Farm downstate, a really interesting place that does heirloom and specialty crops. So there's going to be an article, that's our latest feature, is going to be on Spence Farm and this crop mob. So
crop mob.
Do they break out into dance?
No, just we spent a lot of time harvesting squash and a few other things. But it's, you know, it's really worthwhile to get out there and see what a farm's like and see what farming's like. And these crop mobs is a way of... you know, kind of bringing the city folk out to the country mode. So read about one that happened a few weeks ago on the local beat and learn about, you know, there always are new crop mobs forming for people. So, you know, we got to – I think a lot of, you know, sustainable food systems will improve when people kind of intermingle. You know, the farmers see what the city folks need and the city folks see what the farmers are like.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and farming is to some degree changing, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot.
You know, Rob, you're talking about that as I've interviewed on this show many new farmers, people who have gone back to the land. We have the idea we've talked on this show, commuter farmers, those who don't actually live on the farm, but that's where they work, mm-hmm. and they drive to work at the farm and then drive home.
Awesome.
In the evening, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, you're familiar with like the Prairie Crossing stuff up in Gray's Lake, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's like, you know, that's like in the middle of you know, housing development practically. There's a couple of, you know, sustainable organic farms I'm the people who sell CSAs and, you know, farm at, you know, Green City, Oak Park, things like that.
You know, and which is, in a sense, I'm very grateful that the super-duper stupid committee failed miserably, because one of the things they were going to do, and you probably had this on your radar screen, Rob, they were going to do the farm bill behind closed doors in about, 6 hours. And we know how bad policy, what kind of bad policy that was going to be, because the farm bill is up for renewal next year. And now we'll at least have a debate. The farm bills have been starting to slide a little more towards sustainability to a great extent.
That's public pressure, though.
People
become more aware, like with the show that we're doing today, just trying to bring it out to the forefront so people are talking about it.
Yeah, there's a subsidy system, you know, still lies. I mean, really puts, kind of food farmers, as we like to call them, right, behind, at a disadvantage. I mean, the system is, there's just a, few big, gaping holes in the way things are designed right now that make it, disincent, people towards growing food. And I mean, farmland, like in a state like Illinois, is hugely valuable. So, it's an odd system. You don't think about how expensive land, you think of, like, when you're driving down 57 or something, it seems like, you realize that you're looking at land that's very, very valuable land.
Yeah, and it says everything about food and our food systems when fruits and vegetables are considered specialty crops.
Right.
I mean, that whole idea that those are the first time I heard that, I was very confused because, the people were talking about specialty crops and fruits and vegetables. So, no, that's the stuff we eat.
That's the regular stuff.
That's the regular stuff. No, we got to get out of that mindset that the stuff we put on our plate is the specialty item, and that the corn and the soybeans that goes into high fructose corn syrup is the real farming.
Isn't ketchup considered a vegetable? I heard that or something.
Well, it's pizza now.
Yeah, now pizza. Yeah.
If pizza considered, and again, this is our Congress at work. Gosh, gotta love them. What wonderful people. Can we just push them?
Grinds my gear. Okay, it's not time for that now. Go ahead.
Angry. Let's just push them into the lake. Okay. All right. Rob Gardner from The Local Beat. Go to thelocalbeat.com. Always a pleasure to have you on the show, buddy. And keep in touch.
Thanks, Mike. And, good luck with what you guys are doing. Much needed.
Well, thank you. Spread the word. Put it out. Put it in the local beat, Rob.
We will.
Local beat, baby.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right.
This is the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. Mike Sanders sitting here. I saw Heather Fry just outside in the hall. She said...
She's cold.
I'm freezing. You're allowed to wear a coat out there, honey. But we will be going back out to the parking lot at some point. Frozen Robbins will be here later. Rick DeMaio, we need to get Rick on the phone. I think...
I'll call him up for you now. I just wanted to say, too, Julia Hsu, at least, took a picture of herself and put it on the Facebook page.
Yes, and I already put it on the Mike... On Mike Novak. I got to put it on the Mike Novak show.
Tiffany and Ernest and Fred
Heather,
take pictures of yourselves outside. And again, what is it? Ernest is going to be, he should be at 7030 South Racine in Inglewood. So if you want to drop food off and you're in that area.
So Heather and Tiffany, take photos, post them so that we can forward them. I got to put this on. Forward this on the Mike Novak show.
And so Ernest, I know you got the new hot phone, so go ahead and take a picture of yourself, and I'll go ahead and get Rick DeMaio on the line for
you. All right, Rick DeMaio, weather coming up.
Allergies acting up, trouble breathing, headaches, sinus pressure, you're tired, congested. Isn't it time to feel better? Breathe deeply and easily. Get rid of the symptoms that complicate your life. Dr. Bonnie Flaster is an acupuncturist and chiropractor who helps people get rid of allergies without using drugs, shots, or needles. Call Dr. Flaster at River North Wellness Center, 312-642-7545, or go to rivernorthwellness.com to find out how to get your body feeling better so you can enjoy life again.
Are you looking for the perfect holiday gift? Well, forget about it. It doesn't exist. On the other hand, if your friends or relatives are gardeners, I have a nearly perfect gift, a subscription to Chicagoland Gardening Magazine. In each issue, you learn the do's and don'ts for your Zone 5 garden, indoors and out. For instance, in the November-December edition, now on sale, the Ask the Experts column tells you which rhododendrons are good for our area. Since most of you are probably pretty good at killing rhododendrons, I suggest you pick up a copy, especially because my buddy Wally Schmidtke from Pesci's Garden Center is one of the experts who's quoted. And in every issue, there are regional reports from southern Wisconsin, the Rockford area, the far western suburbs, the south suburbs, and southwestern Michigan. Of course, there's my column on the inside back page in every issue. Yeah, it's there, every issue. Sorry about that. Give the gift of Chicagoland Gardening Magazine this year to subscribe for yourself or somebody else. Call 888-265-3600, 888-265-3600, or go to chicagolandgardening.com.
Spending more time at home these days? Give yourself some room. Renovate your basement or attic. You'll increase your living space and your home's resale value, too.
Trust DR Services Unlimited, 847-998-1687 for your remodeling needs, including additions, renovations, and other home improvements. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau and recommended on Angie's List. DR is a proud member of NARI. DR provides exceptional quality at a fair price. Contact DR at 847-998-1687 or at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
Here's a tip from the Care of Trees. Here's a reason to get a real Christmas tree this year. Mikey, do you get a real Christmas tree?
I do get a real Christmas tree.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear that. It's easy to recycle or reuse. The branches of a Christmas tree can be chipped or shredded and used as mulch in the yard. Obviously, the finer you chop it up, the faster it will decompose into the spring and provide nutrients to your trees and shrubs. Of course, if you don't want to chop it up yourself, the city will probably do it for you. On the other hand, branches from the tree can be used to cover plants to help protect them from the cold and wind and to keep the soil temperature even. Finally, never burn your Christmas tree or any fresh conifer wood in a fireplace or wood stove. The trees have a lot of sap, which when burned turns into creosote that can coat the inside of your chimney and possibly lead to a chimney fire. Of course, if you want to take care of the live trees in your yard, invite the certified arborist at the Care of Trees to take a look. See thecareoftrees.com or call 847-394-4220. 847-394-4220. The Care of Trees. Their business is people and their love for trees.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the field we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making little spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
This is for you, Mikey.
See, I gave you the Whispers earlier.
The Whispers.
That's an R&B group, a soul group from the past.
Was that who that was,
yeah.
The Whispers?
Yeah, I told you to get your shoulders into it.
I think this is Ella, if I'm not mistaken, Ella Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
See, we're sharing here.
Yeah, bonding over
sharing
Christmas songs.
That's
oh,
right.
Yikes.
Sharing is caring.
Okay. Have we got any more photos yet from our...
I don't think so, huh? No, I just told Ernest James
Heather,
to go ahead and do that. So.
Yeah, I know Heather was out there someplace,
yes,
and she needs to...
Only Julia was the only one to send a photo up. So. Yeah, but Ernest did say he's still at the location. He said this on Facebook, so he's at the Travelers Rest Spiritual Church at 7030 South Racine, so he's still in the black truck hiding, so... So you got to do jumping jacks out there, bro. Come on, draw
right,
some attention
now,
to yourself.
I am now sharing the Julia Shue photo on the Mike Novak show. So that just went up there. So we got to get the – oh, and I noticed that – oh, yeah, Ernest, was that the one you were talking about? He just posted on your
– Yes, yes.
And it's
yeah.
Our Town with Mike Sanders on Chicago's Progressive Talk.
Which That's, seems hard to, because there's a group for Our Town that Julia created, and there's a Facebook page. So it's kind of hard. Everybody finds a group first. Just go to Mike Novak's Facebook and then bounce to
and bounce
ours.
Around. We will make sure that...
Or you can go to Chicago's Progressive Talk. They have a WCPT. They have a Facebook page, too. So, and we've gotten a lot of likes on that over the last 6 months, a year. It's really been escalating a lot.
Yeah,
so.
You can always go to the Mike Novak Show and like me. I do not have a problem with that. Or you go to our town.
You know, the easiest way to find us is to go to chicagosprogressivetalk.com, go to the programs tab, see our town, and there's a Facebook link right there.
Okay. And that's for your show.
That's for my show.
And for mine, you just go to MikeNovak.net, and there's a Facebook link right on
the homepage. I got a website.
Yes, you do.
Hey, you're so much better than me.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Let's go to line to the phones and bring in meteorologist Rick DeMaio. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. You guys having a lot of fun talking about yourself.
Yeah. You know, it is all about us.
Yes.
just letting you know.
So I'm eating pancakes this morning. Are those sustainable items?
Well, it depends where you got the batter. You know, although, you know, pancake batter is one of those items that gets donated a lot.
Oh, yeah. You can do a lot with it.
You can spackle your walls.
Oh yeah, you can throw it on the rug and
exactly.
vacuum it up, and it freshens up your rug. Don't you like? You know, you kind of come. You don't no longer smell the cat.
That's why I don't go to any of you guys' parties. I don't go to none of your parties. So.
Yeah, something like that. But Mike, I have to say, it sounds like you're doing a great job out there. So I applaud you and your efforts, your team's efforts, and. I hope people can get out and, you know, support the cause, without a doubt.
Well, we're happy to do this, and you're right. The mm-hmm. team effort has been really good, and Mike Sanders and Fred Newsom and Heather Fry and mm-hmm. Tiffany Wenrick and
Julia
Lady B.
Ernest, and, yeah.
Ernest, everybody has stepped up big time, and it's really fun, and I see I'm getting texted from Tiffany. Maybe she's going to explain why she hasn't
uploaded a photo.
She sent me her photo. How am I gonna now? What am I gonna do with this on my phone?
Is that flirting? I don't understand.
Well,
if she sends it directly to you,
I don't know.
Hey, Tim,
why don't you send it to Anthony Weiner? See if he.
Whoa!
Boom!
I don't know. Maybe that's going to be the next bombshell for Herman Cain. Although yesterday he kind of went down on the whimper. We all thought he would. Right?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, isn't it? You know, it's kind of funny. He stood there for 15 minutes bashing everybody and telling everybody that everybody is wrong for what they're doing. And then he goes, okay, I'm out. I don't get it. I don't get it.
He'll be back in 4 years.
Oh,
he'll be back
God,
in 4 years. He'll
no.
be back. He'll be back in 4 years. He'll do he'll do the book circuit for 4 years. He'll do Fox News for, you know, 4 years.
Yeah, you know, you're probably right. I think he was setting himself up to be the Fox News contributor of people who have been wronged by the liberal left media. Oh my God, there's a long list of those on Fox.
Yes, there is. I think it's a whole lineup.
But the thing about it is, I think he got it from both sides. I think everybody was kind of like scratching their heads and going, "What?"
Yeah, you know? I'm looking at some of the women he's with, and I'm just wondering if these are all true. He really is a player, though.
Oh, you can see it the way he smiled at the end of that campaign ad. You know, him and the guy smoking the cigarette. You don't think those guys go to River Casino on the weekends?
Yes.
Hey, listen, I hate to interrupt your political conversation here. But
you know me. I'm always about that.
No, I know. But do we really have a Tim, Lady B, is Tim in Dallas there? Is that? Am I supposed to get that? See, I'm not used to having a producer in the other room who's actually putting stuff up on the screen.
Yeah.
Heather just usually, like, scratches notes to
it's
me.
She uses the elbow and says...
Hits me with the elbow. Oh, and I think we lost him.
Oh!
Well, somebody's calling.
So someone's calling back in.
So is Lady B answering the phones out
there? I think somebody said it could be either or.
Wow. How cool is that? Well, yeah. if that's the case, nobody tells me these things.
This is real radio.
This is real radio. I don't get it. I'm confused by real radio.
Mike, if you remember, last week we were talking on real radio. I was driving through western Pennsylvania, and
yeah.
I was talking about the fact that they've had record bear harvest and record deer harvest.
And that was the best part, when you bear harvest.
But, Mike, this is amazing. About a half hour later on the road on Route 80, I'd never seen this before. A semi was pulled off to the side of the road. He had hit a bear.
Oh, my goodness.
On Route 80, I have never seen that before. And everybody was stopping and slowing down because at first it looked like, you know, a large person. But then you look at it, it's like, that's a bear. I'm thinking to myself, when was the last time a bear actually ran across an interstate? So obviously it could have been either, you know, escaping maybe hunters or just the weather was so nice because it was 64 degrees that day.
He was taking a stroll across the interstate.
Yeah, or you know, it was really strange, and it was, you know, Mike, it was surreal, and it was also very sad because I thought to myself, gosh darn it, we're now pushing bear out of their population where they have to, you know, out of their populi area, their habitat, where they're now running across interstates. And I just, it was a very, you know, hollow feeling at that particular time. So
yeah.
That was only about 15 minutes after I got off the phone with you. I was thinking to myself, this is really strange.
Yeah, that considering the timing of it too.
Yeah, just, it was just strange. And you know, you mentioned earlier about the weather changing. I think temperature right now is probably it's going to be as warm as it is all day. We're like standing at 51 degrees, but the wind has just switched to the west at Aurora, DeKalb, DuPage County Airport. So get out and enjoy the next half hour of 50 degrees because we won't see this for another week, maybe even a week and a half. We're getting into a very, very cool pattern.
And how cool is that, Johnny?
It's going to be one of these things where we kind of step into this, probably mid-30s by late this afternoon. I wouldn't even say late this afternoon, probably early this afternoon, and probably staying in the low 30s for the rest of the week. And then maybe even mid-20s by the end of the week, depending on how the storm systems actually begin to rotate through. But you were talking earlier about the possibility of watching something, as I wrote to you yesterday on Tuesday. All that looks like it's just going to be just a couple of clouds and flurries. So,
what were you concerned about? Did you think it was going to turn into a real storm at some point?
Well, you know what? Everything from Thursday, Friday, and Saturday was saying that this next thing coming out of the Southern Plains could produce a big snow close to us. But now it looks like it's essentially just going to come through with some clouds and some flurries. But we've been living a charmed life. I mean, we've had snow to the east of us, snow to the west of us, snow to the south, snow to the north. We've been kind of skirting by all this stuff, and, you know, we made it into the low 50s yesterday and low 50s today, and amazingly enough, Mike, you know my place. I have flowers on my balcony. I'm still having some flowers grow out of the pots on my balcony. It's amazing, and I've done nothing to help them. Nothing to help them. Talk about an urban environment. Huh?
Yeah, well, you seem like a kind of guy who would leave his flowers to fend for themselves.
Yeah, my Christmas lights on my balcony are still there from last year, so I'm ahead of the game.
Well, you know, the good news is that I don't know if your neighbors can even see them. So
no, that's true. And I got my tree yesterday, and I've already recycled it. I've already recycled it because I had to pull it up four flights of stairs, and I lost about, say, 1,000 needles already, and all those needles are now somewhere in the pots of my other neighbor's plants up and down the balcony. So I've done my job, and I guess the tree came from parts of Wisconsin. And as I was talking to the guy yesterday, we were already talking about the Wisconsin-Michigan State football game last night.
Great game.
Great game, and it finally ended the way it should have ended, which was Wisconsin's favorite. But you had mentioned something earlier about not burning the branches and the needles.
Yeah.
Can you explain that again? Because I've always found it kind of exciting to throw a couple of branches in the fire. And
well, the problem is that there's a lot of sap in there and in live conifer wood, and it creates creosote in your.
Oh right. Okay.
And you got to be careful about that because if it builds up, you could have a chimney fire. So it's really something that you should be. You know, according to what I've researched, it's probably not a good idea to burn that stuff.
So do you have a favorite place?
I tell you what, if somebody wants to give me some more information on that, 773-838-9278, I'd love to hear what that's all about. But that's the information I've had.
Well, for people like me who live in apartment living type dwelling, I mean, what's the best plan for us to recycle our trees other than obviously bring them to the city lot? We don't really have much in the way. Is there a way that you can take some of the branches of that before you send it out to the trash bin to pick up to put in our pots and balcony plant? And
you could. You could put them over. I mean, if you're, you know, trying to keep your plants alive over the winter, that's one way that you might be able to do it. But, you know, your balcony is very exposed there, Rick, and because you're right on the lake. And if you don't have some kind of protection for those pots,
right?
Those plants are goners.
Oh yeah, that I figured.
So if you're not trying to overwinter anything, you really don't need it there. What, you know, as you said, the best thing you can do is take it to the city,
right,
and have the turn it into mulch. Or you might have friends who could use the boughs in their gardens.
Okay. That's
you know, in the past, I've been known to go down alleys looking for discarded Christmas trees. Yeah, I'll drag them back to my place and throw them. You know, cut the branches. The boughs and throw them on my garden.
Wandering through Chicago, dumpster diving for Christmas trees.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
The frozen robins are gathering outside the door.
Okay. No, actually, it's.
Oh, they're in the lunchroom right now.
Oh, are they?
Yes, they are.
Oh, cool.
There.
So they're frozen robin spot sighting in the building, a Robert Neville sighting too from KAM Isaiah Israel. I guess he's here to drop off some stuff.
Hey.
So we're gonna get a microphone out there real soon. So let's get a forecast here,
yeah.
Rick. One of the things I heard this week
mm-hmm.
was the same thing that you and I have been railing against for weeks now.
Oh, God.
I heard it, and unfortunately it was on Chicago's Progressive Talk, and it was one of the local reports, and the woman reporter in a very frantic and desperate voice was saying, oh, it looks like it's going to be a hard winter. There's going to be as much snow as we had last year,
and
that was 20 inches above what we had the previous year.
Yeah, you know what, I'm not too sure why that's getting such airplay. I mean, it's just really weird while it's doing that. But, I mean, I even just said, I go, look, if you're able to get through last winter, you'll be able to get through this winter.
That makes sense.
End of story.
And you know what I did? I brought that same story up, and then I showed this great History Channel documentary, which talks about the blizzard of 67 here, which was about as much snow as what we had last February, but the blizzard of 67, and I'm not too sure if you were here then, Mike, were you? I don't think you were.
No, that's before my time here.
Okay, that was a storm that pretty much went largely unforecasted. It hit at the worst possible time, which was between 6 a.m. and about 10 a.m. on a Thursday morning, so everybody was already on their way to work, everybody was already on their way to school, and by the time we had 8 inches of snow by the noontime hour, everybody decided to leave at the same time.
Oh, dear.
And that's one of the reasons why we had nearly 10,000 to 15,000 cars stranded, 11,000 CTA buses stranded, 60 fatalities, which is amazing for a snowstorm. But
wow.
That went down. Yeah, that went down as the worst natural disaster in this city's history outside of the Great Chicago Fire. In fact, $150 million in lost business back then equates to about $900 million now. And then you look at the 99 storm, the one under Richard M. Daley, which hit the night of January 1st into the 2nd. It was pretty much on the weekend. No one really cared about it too much. And the streets went, you know, cleared pretty well, and he got reelected with a landslide, just like his dad did 2 months after the 67 blizzard. And then I compared it to the winter of 78-79, actually 77-78, and then 78-79 when we had 90 inches of snow. But the difference about that, those two winters, was each one of those winters, it was snow cold, snow cold, snow cold, snow cold, and there was never any melt-off. It was just constant snow on the ground for a very, very long period of time. Everybody knows what happened then to Mayor Bolandic back then. He pretty much went down due to the fact that he couldn't get the streets of Chicago cleared, and Mayor Jane Byrne at the time, who was funny when she did her commercials, she said, I'm Jane Byrne, Commissioner of City Affairs under the late Mayor Daley. And, this was 2 to 3 years after he had passed. She was still talking about the late Mayor Daley, because obviously his persona still loomed quite largely over the city back then. And then that basically brought her into office as mayor, is by saying.
Oh, yeah. Now, I was there for that storm, and I remember, that was my first winter in Chicago.
Oh.
And all I could say is, wow, Chicago gets a lot of winter.
Oh, yeah.
Or
brutal.
Snow, It's a lot. That's kind of cool. I like that.
I think what I was trying to do is I was saying, this is the type of winter that you'll have that you make you want to move, that kind of stuff.
No, that made me want to stay. I like snow. I thought it was really fun. Of course, one of the things that happened in that winter, though, is that all the ice that didn't get shoveled turned into the snow that didn't get shoveled turned into ice, and it was there till April.
Yeah. Right.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, while we've got some people dropping off food, give us a quick forecast, and we're going to go out to the parking lot.
Yeah, sounds good. So essentially, the front's moving through right now, so temperature right around 50 for the next half hour. Then it drops into the 40s by 11 o'clock, 30s by about 1 o'clock. So the Bears essentially playing in cloudy, breezy, and cool conditions. No more rain for the rest of the day. So your food drop off, the weather should be fine. And then mostly cloudy, low 30s tomorrow, low 30s, maybe even upper 20s Tuesday and Wednesday, and then probably staying in the low 30s for Thursday and Friday. Other than that, Mike, nothing in the way of any big snow coming at us anytime soon, just kind of cloudy and cold for the rest of the week.
Yeah, but as we know, this is going to be the worst winter ever in the city of Chicago.
Yeah, I don't know about 78, 79 revisiting this, but I think we'll be able to make it through okay. And by the way, one last quick thing. If you have tulip bulbs, you want to get them in the ground today's probably the last day that you can do it.
Because the ground's going to start freezing.
The ground's going to start freezing, yeah. Today's the last day with the ground.
Good point. You know, because you can, you know, you shouldn't wait this long, but if you had, you could do it. You get it done.
Yeah. All right. If you have those tulip bulbs still in your garage and wanting to get rid of them, go ahead. Stick
All right. Rick DeMaio Weather. Great. Always with a little garden tip at the end of that. And you can go to DeMaioWeather.com or to my website, MikeNovak.net, and we will talk to you next week.
Okay. Thanks for that one person applauding me.
How about me, too?
But wait. I meant it. There you go. That's there two right there. That's two.
And give him a ding.
Oh.
All right, there you go. See, you got it all.
Love the ding. See you guys.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, sir.
It's a holiday season, and there's still a lot of fun to be had at Grand Street Gardens. Bring the kids on Saturday, December 10th, to make and take pine cone bird feeders at 10 a.m. Have you ever done that with the kids, Mike?
No, I haven't done that.
You could do it. You can bring them back the following Saturday for make and take popcorn cranberry garlands at 10 a.m. Have you ever done that?
I have not done that.
You've not done the popcorn cranberry garland? And there are still plenty of wreaths, garlands, Christmas trees, poinsettias, and more. Grand Street Gardens, Chicago's neighborhood garden center. Holiday hours are Monday to Friday, 10 to 7, Saturday, 9 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5, 2200 West Grand Avenue in Chicago, 312-829-8200, or online at Grand Street Gardens. Hold on. There we go. That's the right one. As I said, at GrandStreetGardens.com.
At Innovative Insulation Solutions, their mission is to deliver the highest performing foam insulation systems available on today's market with an incredible R value of up to 7 per inch. Their history of safe and effective application of these systems, coupled with total dedication to quality, consistently earns their customers' trust and satisfaction. They specialize in all types of foam insulation. Spray-applied close-cell and open-cell polyurethane foam insulation, closed-wall cavity injection, and foam-in-place masonry block insulation. Innovative Insulation Solutions is totally committed to anticipating, solving, and supporting all of your foam insulation needs. Call Innovative Insulation Solutions today at 847-454-9081 or go to gotfoaminsulation.com. That's 847-454-9081 or go to gotfoaminsulation.com.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. Have a wonderful, crazy Christmas and a wonderful, crazy New Year. Go and go crazy!
Whoa, didn't mean to do that. What happened there? Okay.
Man, if you dropped the bass.
All right, let's try that. Whoa!
No, wait, turn
the
mic on.
Oh, there we go.
Wait, what are you...
All right, sorry, I had the wrong button there.
That's a nice beat, though.
Yeah. Let's try. This is what I was going to do.
That's a lot different.
No.
That's a lot different.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, you dropped the homage on that one. Yeah.
That was good.
That'll rattle your trunk.
No kidding.
Yeah. So much for our food drive.
let us go back out to the WCPT parking lot where reporter and sometime producer Heather Fry is standing by. I hope I don't bring up any more of those sounds. Okay. Are you with us there, Heather?
What do you mean, sometime producer?
I knew she was going to get you. I knew she was going to get you. But I'm like,
you forget. I can hear you.
That's true. No, she's got the station out there. Yeah.
Yes, I do. That's the better living through technology. But we are out here right now live in the showcase parking lot of the WCPT studios. And I'm with Robert Neville. AAM Isaiah Israel, and he has brought us on top of wonderful canned goods with organic tomatoes and low sodium and low salt, a bale of hay. Where did this come from, sir?
Well, it's organic oat straw from Piatone from Farmer Paul, and we pick up a dozen bales or so in the spring and the fall to mulch our gardens over at 51st and Greenwood.
So it's these are the things that people wouldn't expect to come up in a food drive, like bales of hay and how it can help people grow gardens in their own yards and provide for themselves in a sustainable fashion.
It's exactly right. And also we figured that we'd bring you organic oat straw so that when WCPT and you and Mike take the food to the to the food banks that your horses can be fed with organic oat straw rather than non-organic.
I hope you go my horse. That's my kind of horsepower.
That'd be terrific.
Heather, you need to congratulate Robert. I saw him yesterday at the mayor's landscaping award ceremony, and his garden at KAM Isaiah Israel in Hyde Park won a first place prize in vegetable category. Congratulate him for me. I know he doesn't have the headsets on, so he can't hear me talking.
Actually, I do now, Mike.
Oh, okay.
I feel like a regular radio personality.
You are a regular radio person. Hey, listen, Robert, thank you so much for coming over. I know that you're a busy guy, and although, you know, you don't have services on Sunday, so you
correct.
Don't have... I really appreciate it. So what did you deliver for us, besides the hay, or straw, rather?
We've got a bale of organic oat straw and a box of organic diced tomatoes, black beans, my favorite, tuna, a healthy choice chicken noodle and chicken rice soup, and... pineapple chunks. So not all of it locally grown, clearly, but I was listening to your show on the way over, and you were talking about, and I see in the barrel this wonderful quinoa, and it's something which we joke around at in our gardens that we'd like to grow, but we know that it requires growing at elevation. So we thought maybe a rooftop garden, but apparently that's a few thousand feet too low.
I didn't realize it required that much elevation.
It does. And
I was going to give it a shot next year. Learn something new every day.
Yeah, I think even your rooftop's going to be, as I say, a few thousand feet too low.
Darn.
We're going to have to tape a ladder to your top of your roof.
Mike and I just say a word or two about our, once again, our annual Martin Luther King weekend on food justice and sustainability coming up this January?
Yeah, you got about 30 seconds.
All right. Well, we've got the same program again this year, January 13th, 14th, and 15th. And it's free and open to the public, and we'll be talking about issues of food and food justice, food production, practical learning, and sustainable agriculture. And Mike, I want to congratulate you and Greeno McLean for your award yesterday as well. It's a terrific accomplishment, and I enjoyed very much seeing your young farmers there at the awards.
It was
assembly.
Really cool. I haven't mentioned it on the air yet, but
No.
It's okay. I meant to get to it. And Greeno McLean, our community garden, won third place in our area. We came right behind the Peterson Garden Project, who I've had on the show before.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, we got a break for news here. Robert Neville, KAM Isaiah Israel. You know, we'll get you on the show, and we'll talk about the Social Justice Weekend real soon.
Terrific. Thanks, Mike, and congratulations.
Thanks. You too, buddy. All right. We're coming up on the second big hour of the Mike Novak Show.
And the atmosphere out there sounded electric.
It sounds electric. Stick around. I think the electricity level is rising. It could be really dangerous.
It's eggnog time.
Eggnog time.
Lucerne eggnog time.
Have plenty of Lucerne eggnog ready when the doorbells chime.
Rich cream and egg you fry so nice, all mixed and ready to pour.
Serve Lucerne eggnog to your friends.
Get Lucerne eggnog at your Safeway store.
The Christmas tree's on fire.
Could almost hear that.
I told him I took it out. Now the Christmas tree's on fire, and it's burning down the house. Yeah, the Christmas tree's on fire.
All right, we're lurching into the second big hour of...
We're back.
Mike Sanders here in the studio with me. Heather Fry in the parking lot. Did she stop back in? I don't know. She was freezing, but I want to thank her for... holding down the fort outside.
She's in and out. So,
and in the studio, warning Will Robinson, danger, danger.
Hey!
No!
On Downer and Dasher, and that's all I know, and Rudolph.
blitzing. get blitzed.
It's blitzed. And Debbie.
Debbie, right.
Are these the frozen robins?
These are the frozen
robins. I'm used to
robins.
Hearing them but not seeing them. They don't come often except
lucky
once a
you.
Year.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, I was about to make my move. Hey, how you doing? And Marshall Stern.
Today I am a robin frozen. Yes. Frozen.
You know, people who listen to Chicago's Progressive Talk probably don't understand all these connections and how all this works.
It's very ancestral.
We don't understand them either. You know, it's just that there's no limits to the entertainment world and the talk show world. And
maybe we're not meant to understand them.
Ooh,
big concepts.
That's very nice. Wow.
Yeah, for 10 a.m., that's a little heady.
So we have Jackie Krupka here in the studio. There we go.
I brought my own bell.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Nancy Howlin'-Walker.
Yeah. Yay, that's me.
And,
who is this?
And Joe.
Newman.
And Joe.
Marshall Stern.
Marshall Stern.
Yay. Marshall Stern in the house.
Host of the Marshall Stern Show.
No.
No.
No?
Awakened America.
Well, it's the Marshall Stern Show when it first started, so. Wasn't it? Or
never.
Is it always? No?
Never.
So
it's Awakened America.
Wasn't it? Oh.
Yeah.
Did I make the promo sheet for you on that one?
No.
I think I was wrong.
Luckily, no.
Okay, good. Awakened America.
Saturdays on Chicago's Progressive Talk from 10 to 11.
There you go.
Woo-hoo. Yep.
Right after Mighty House.
Oh, I got a bell.
Wow. Don't break that thing, man.
I'm gonna use
you
it.
You just fixed it.
Yeah, every morning I have to fix this bell.
Every Sunday he has to fix it. So, what are you guys doing here?
We want to sing!
Oh, no!
Because we have some gigs coming up at the Chicago Botanic Garden and at the Morton Arboretum.
That's true. We will be performing next Saturday at the Wonderland Express at the Chicago Botanic Garden. And also a week from Sunday, next Sunday, at the again at the Wonderland Express. And if you've never been to the Wonderland Express... It's
a wonderland.
It's a wonderland
and
of express.
Again, and it's expressed. Yes.
And I believe the atmosphere there is electric.
Electric.
Oh.
It's electric.
Because
it's an electric train.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
All right, thank
Yay.
You.
It is. It's beautiful.
I keep wanting to reserve a room. Every
time. There's jokes in there.
I keep wanting to order fish. Nobody's behind the counter. And then we will be performing the day after Christmas at the Morton Arboretum.
Yay!
At their annual Yule Log event, which is really fun. That is just a great time where they hide a log, a real log, and they hide it on the grounds. And then they give you clues, and you have to run around the grounds of the Morton Arboretum and find the Yule Log and then bring it back.
And we were just featured on Chicago Tonight.
Well,
in a
featured.
Statement.
If you blinked, you missed us. But
what?
There was a picture of us on Chicago Tonight.
Yes.
About the U-Log hunt. Yes. Which is very nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
They showed still shots from like 18 years ago. And you were it, Mike.
Yes.
Wow.
You were a lot thinner, Mike.
And you had a mustache.
I've never been able to grow a mustache.
I know, but you had one anyway.
Oh, okay.
You look good with a handlebar type. That would be awesome for you. So.
I guess we should do a tune, huh?
Okay, before you start singing, I want to say that Ernest James.
Oh, yeah.
Put a picture of himself on the Facebook page. So now we got Julia and we got Ernest, but no one else really who's at the locations. Tiffany has.
I keep telling
Heather. She sent you a personal picture, I think.
Well, Tiffany, I know Tiffany's listening. All right. I assume she is.
I hope so.
All right. Tiffany, don't send it to me on my cell phone. The picture. There's nothing I can do about that. You need to post it to Facebook.
And that's
okay?
That can be construed as flirting too. So.
Yeah, I know.
So. I am jealous.
I'm a little nervous, actually.
No, keep it, baby. Keep it. It's good.
Should I?
It's okay.
I don't
really... And we just tanked out. All right, so you guys going to sing a song?
What do you want to sing, Mike Novak?
It's going my way. I was thinking it's a couple of things like... Hey Santa Claus is always kind of...
I was thinking about that. Would you like to do the tenor?
You got the lead, man.
I think I can handle it.
That's why I chose it. Here's what I'm going to do this. I'm going to move this other microphone so I can get you guys in stereo.
Nice. Ooh,
see, I want to get you guys in stereo.
We're much better in stereo.
Yeah, I'm going to drink this coffee and you guys are going to sing for me.
Okay.
By the way, if you like what you hear, go to frozenrobins.com. If you don't like what you hear, We're really
go
not.
To Frozen Robins.
Go to frozenrobins.com.
Which yeah. because we are for hire.
It's kind of mercenary. Yeah, it's kind of.
Yes,
but you know what?
Yes, yes, yes.
We're into progressive capitalism.
That's right.
Our, you know.
That's right.
You know, but if somebody decides to occupy the Frozen Robins, we're in trouble because there's not much to occupy.
Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm the worm. Bear down.
Nope. But oh, no. You use a headset so you can hear whether this is all
mixed
mixing.
Well.
Yeah.
Mixed well.
I'll tell you what. You
can I conduct or
you
what?
Sit here.
I'm gonna come over here.
Yeah. Hey. All right.
I'm gonna go over here.
Oh, Mikey's gonna come join us. Yay!
Oh, that's always fun. Okay. However you want to.
And I'll take yours
right
here.
He's on the lead. So.
Yeah. We are really doing some crazy stuff.
Is
I like
this.
Oh
yeah.
I don't know. Oh yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just kind of like this.
It's omnidirectional.
Very good.
Is that what TweetDeck looks like?
Is he Santa Claus? All right.
I'm going to start singing.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Hey, Santa Claus. Hey, Santa Claus. Hey, Santa Claus. Santa Claus. Santa Claus. Hey, Santa Claus. Hey, Santa Claus. Hey, Santa Claus. Santa Claus. Santa Claus. Hey, Santa Claus. Hey, Santa Claus. Hey, Santa Claus. Santa Claus. Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, bring my baby back.
Bring my baby back to me.
Oh, Santa Claus, bring my baby back.
Bring my baby back to me.
Woke up this morning, had nothing under the Christmas tree.
Bring my baby back to me.
Oh, Santa Claus, you know I love her so.
Bring my baby back to me.
Oh, Santa Claus, you know I love her so.
Bring my baby back to me.
She come back, I never, ever, ever let her go.
Bring my baby back to me.
Hey,
hey, Santa Claus. Hey, Santa Claus. Hey, Santa Claus. Santa Claus. Santa Claus. Hey, Santa Claus. Hey, Santa Claus. Hey, Santa Claus. Santa Claus. Santa Claus. Hey, Santa Claus. Hey, Santa Claus. Hey, Santa Claus. Santa Claus. Santa Claus.
A doom 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 doo 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 doom.
Sha la 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 la.
A doom 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 doo 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 doo.
Fa la 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 la. La
ba do la do 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 da do 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 do.
Fa la 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 la.
Oh, Santa Claus, bring my baby back.
Bring my baby back to me.
Oh, Santa Claus, bring my baby back.
Bring my baby back to me.
You know, I woke up this morning, there was nothing under my Christmas tree.
Bring my baby back to me.
Oh, Santa Claus, you know I love her so.
Bring my baby back to me.
Oh, Santa Claus, you know I love her so.
Bring my baby back to me.
There she go back, I never, ever, ever let her go.
Bring my baby back to me. Hey, Santa Claus,
woo!
Hey, Santa Claus,
yeah!
Hey, Santa Claus, Santa Claus, Santa Claus. Hey, Santa Claus,
oh.
Hey, Santa Claus. Hey, Santa Claus, Santa Claus, Santa Claus. Hey, Santa Claus, hey, Santa Claus. Fa la 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 la.
Fat man! Yay!
Oh,
somebody's clapping.
Oh,
I feel kissing.
Switch again. Here we go.
All right. I'm sorry I rang your bell.
Hey, every time you're in the studio.
Wow, it's a good thing we warmed up, huh?
Yeah. We don't often ask you to sing soprano this early in the morning.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
I'm feeling in the Christmas spirit now.
Yes.
Oh, did you do the applause? Oh, that's so nice.
The canned applause is always welcome.
The canned applause is always available.
It was very heartfelt.
Well, I was going to clap and I was clapping, but you know, that sounds better. More sincere than mine. Just one guy clapping. I did that for Rick DeMaio, and I think he was mad about it when I just clapped on my own.
No, he was mad that I didn't clap too. That's what was going on. But you know, you guys should know that Sanders is in a band himself.
Oh!
Oh, you want to sing one, Mike?
Oh, no. We're a rock band kind of thing. Yeah.
We
you don't do
rock.
Any Christmas tunes?
No, not really. Oh. It's, you know, it's different. It's a little angry sometimes.
Oh.
You know. A little angry? It's a little angry, you know.
We need that for later in the
season. It's more
an
Halloween.
Angry, an angry Christmas song would be great.
Yeah.
We're working on that. Next year.
Really?
Be here next year. That's right. Oh, I like the idea of the angry mayhem. Christmas song.
That go. Tree's on fire.
That yeah, that the ooh, Christmas yeah. tree's on fire, and it's burning down the house.
He's writing it down. Yes, you got a co-write, Jackie.
Yeah, well, Mike was playing it earlier.
Yeah, I played that earlier. That was the one we.
Is that what that is?
That? Yeah,
I don't listen to the show. I just talk. I just talk.
And let's remind people why they're listening and why they should be listening, and that's because of the WCPT Holiday Harvest Food Drive.
Yeah.
Did you guys? Hope you.
Yes. I did.
Jackie?
I brung stuff.
Donations.
What did you brung? Bring that microphone over. Tell us what you brung.
Well, I went sort of, you know, down in dirty old school. I had two cans of chicken broth.
Ooh.
And I was on a budget, so I had some pinto beans and yams. Canned yams.
I am what I am.
And that's all what I am. And that's it, but it was heartfelt.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
No, that's good stuff.
Yeah. And Marshall and Nance, tell them what you brought.
Thank you, Jackie. We really appreciate it.
If you didn't do it, I would have.
We left it on our counter at
we
home.
Did.
We
did.
What?
But we
have
we great have stuff
it. Yeah,
there.
We do.
What do you got there? What are you going to bring in?
Campbell's cream of mushroom soup. We have a few cans of that, and we have, green beans.
Lots of green beans.
Lots of green beans.
That you grow yourself, right?
Yeah. No.
In a can. Yeah.
Yes.
The seeds come in the can. They grow in the can.
Uh-huh.
So you guys were like, hey, let's go to the Holiday Harvest. And then you were like, we forgot about the Holiday Harvest.
Well, the problem is that we brought our ADD with us.
Okay.
Yes.
We're like 2 blocks away. It's like, oh man. We forgot that.
That's all right. Yeah. So you guys are going to go home at some point. And you got until the 11th, right? The 11th?
Wrote myself a note.
I will be here next Saturday, so I will bring it in with me.
Okay, all right, deal.
All right, that's the Frozen Robins. We will probably do another little ditty.
Sure.
Awesome.
For too long.
Yeah.
But we've got some other folks that we need to get on the show, including Megan Sykes from the Food Bank of Northwest Indiana. So let's do that. I'm going to take care of a little business. You Robinskis can hang out. I tell you what, go help yourself to sustainable food. The sustainable food spread in the kitchen with the big machine with the chips and stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, that one.
It's
so
like
horrible.
A casino in there.
But we will be back. I'll have you back after we do this.
Thank
Thanks, Frozen Robins, for being here. We
Frozen Robins, yay!
FrozenRobins.com. If you're into some holiday music and you need to do some entertaining, and they are available. That means we are available.
That's pretty smooth stuff.
Is pain keeping you from enjoying gardening? Dr. Bonnie Flaster at River North Wellness Center has gentle and effective techniques to get you out of pain and back to doing what you love. Here are two quick tips. First, remember to stretch. Second, use a timer to make sure you take breaks. Come see her at River North Wellness Center and find more tips at rivernorthwellness.com or call 312-642-7545 to make an appointment with Dr. Flaster and get back to feeling good.
Here's a tip from the Care of Trees. Did you know that winter is prime time for tree inspection? In winter, it's easier to spot some problems like weak branch attachments or insect damage, not as visible through dense foliage during the growing season. If your trees have cables and braces in them, the hardware should be inspected every few years to be sure it's intact, in serviceable condition, or in need of adjustment or replacement. With the leaves gone, your arborist has a clear view of the tree's cable and bracing work. And winter pruning, when sap is not running, can help prevent the spread of certain diseases. With 9 locations, the Care of Trees has been serving Chicagoland for 60 years, putting you and your trees first. Make the Care of Trees your permanent partner in enhancing the value of your landscape. Invite the certified arborist at the Care of Trees to take a look. See thecareoftrees.com or call 847-394-4220. 847-394-4220, the Care of Trees, their business is people and their love for trees.
Looking for a housing investment that can pay big dividends? Remodel your kitchen or bathroom. You'll freshen up your home and add value to it too.
Trust DR Services Unlimited, 847-998-1687 for all your remodeling needs. Kitchens, bathrooms, master suites, and more. Rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau and recommended on Angie's List. DR is a proud member of NARI. DR provides exceptional quality at a fair price. Contact DR at 847-998-1687 or at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
It's the Mike Novak Show in Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. Mike Sanders here in the studio with me.
How do?
And we are encouraging you. We got, you know what we should do? We should get another report from, we need another report from Tiffany,
okay.
I think, in Indiana. I don't know if we have any of the other folks still out there. We got the Ernest.
He sent the picture.
Ernest James Shepherd picture, which I haven't. and where did he do, where did he post it?
It's on my Facebook.
Is it on the Our Town?
Our Town with Mike Sanders on Chicago's Progressive Talk.
Our Town with Mike Sanders. There it is. And I'm going to now share it on Mike Novak.
There you go.
Oh, look it. There's a Heather picture. There's a Robert Neville picture.
Oh, so they're splitting them between. So I'm going to have to go to your Facebook
page. All right,
page
here's what I'm going to do.
I'll get
it. I'm going to go to the Mike Novak Show. Isn't this fun, folks? We're trying to handle Twitter or Facebook while we're on the air, but this is too good. We got to put those up there. So Our Town.
Wait, now I don't see Heather's picture here.
Oh, it was up there. Now why did I have it? I went
to yours. I don't see it. It,
all right, hold on.
No, we got nothing.
Let me just go back to...
Oh, while you're doing that, the Holiday Harvest Show continues for the next half hour, 40 minutes or so, live on the air. So if you want to come down to the radio station 6012 South Pulaski and make a donation right here in the parking lot, that's cool. If you are at far north, even west, or even as far south as Hammond, Indiana, there's lots of locations. You can go to chicagosprogressivetalk.com to check out the easiest place for you.
Now, I don't know why... You're not getting it because
I see Julia's picture on yours where you took
from
mine.
But I'm going to share it to Mike, my personal page.
I don't know if two fan pages can communicate.
All right, maybe it's on Heather Fry's page. That's the problem. Okay. She posted it to her own
fan page.
There we go.
Do we have fan pages? That's crazy. Anyways.
And there's Heather.
Now, like
I don't
us
know
on
how
Facebook.
To. I don't know how to share the Heather photos there.
Yeah, I know.
This is just so annoying.
I think they have to post it 2 hours. They have to post it directly to ours because that's just the way it works.
Well, wait a second. No.
It's just all over the place. We're just sending it all over the place.
Wait. I'm clicking on it. There we go. Now I'm going to share it. If you click on Heather's, boom, boom, boom.
So while he's doing that again, it's the Holiday Harvest Sustainable Food Drive going on till December 11th.
I'm just determined, okay?
Hey, get it going. So going on till December 11th, make sure if you can, please. It's a holiday season and the people are hurting out there. And yes, we've heard that the unemployment rate has dropped down to, 8.6% or something like that. But there's still a lot of families out there hurting across the board. So anything that you can do to help the local economy and to give to your brothers and sisters out there is greatly appreciated. Go to chicagosprogressivetalk.com to see it.
Go to Mike Novak.
I'm at the Mike Novak Show.
Heather's calling in. Yes, Heather, are you on the microphone there, Heather? Heather?
Wait, I gotta plug in your thing.
Oh, okay, hold on a second.
The frozen robins have sabotaged us.
No, they didn't sabotage us. We'll plug it. Hold on 1 second, Heather. There we go, I think. There you go. Hi, Heather.
I'm just going to let you know the pictures should be up on the Our Town Facebook page, the Mike Novak Facebook page, and my Facebook page. I did all three.
Wait, I'm not seeing. I just...
See?
You should be able to see them. We're still out here in the parking lot, and now with Robert Neville's bale of hay, I have a lovely aroma.
It smells like it's strong.
I should be carried away on it. I know, but it smells like I should be carried away on a beautiful stallion or something.
Get that picture.
Which would be okay, because a stallion would be a lot warmer in this wind.
See, now I've got her picture up on my Facebook page, and I'll have to get it on the Mike Novak Show. I'll just do that in a second. Usually Heather's sitting in here doing that for me. Yeah. You know, I miss you, Heather.
I miss you, too.
But you're out there.
It's a lot warmer next to you in the studio than out here in the parking lot, but we're good.
That's
we got
true.
A barrel that's about half full, and I said, a bale of hay. So you name it, we'll take it, because hay's not just for horses anymore.
It's straw.
It's straw, hay,
it's
tomato,
straw.
Tomato. Okay?
Okay. All right. Talk to you later, Heather.
Okay.
Bye. And let's go to the phones and bring in Megan Sykes, who's the Communication Advocacy Manager for the Food Bank of Northwest Indiana. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, crazy. As you can hear, it's a little it's a little nutty here today, all right? But in a good way. We're running around with microphones outside where people are stopping by and dropping off food. We've got the Frozen Robins in the studio. They're going to be singing again. We will be singing.
Our barrel here is half full. That's awesome.
Yeah,
here at the studio.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It is great. And this is something you deal with all the time, Megan, with the Food Bank of Northwest Indiana.
Yeah, we have quite a few food drives like that, so we completely understand the craziness that's going on.
I'm going to go right to something that I mentioned earlier. Rob Gardner from the Local Beat was on the show here, and we were talking about the foodstuffs that you can donate. Is it getting to the point, because you're on the front lines here, is it getting to the point where you can do more of the kinds of donations that were not acceptable in the past, like more towards fresh produce? And even you say you had refrigerated trucks, so to some degree you can do frozen food too, right?
Right, yeah. We have, in our warehouse, we have freezers so we can take frozen food. All of our pantries that are associated with us have to have freezer space as well so that they can take that frozen food as well. So it really is, you know, it's not just the non-perishable items anymore. It's really pretty much anything we can take now.
Well, that's due to what, technological changes or just the immediacy of getting out the goods?
I think just the immediacy, you know, it's really hard for pantries to be able to afford meat and, you know, fresh produce a lot of times. So food banks kind of, you know, decided that we need to be able to provide that for them to make it easier for them since they're having such a hard time with it. And that's definitely something that, you know, people in need are definitely, they need that meat. They need that produce. So it was, I think, sort of a decision that we need to make sure that we have ways to make sure that we can get that to them.
Now, how large is your operation? How many institutions do you work with?
We work with over 100 different pantries throughout Lake and Porter County in Indiana. And last year, we moved 4.7 million pounds of food out to those different pantries, which is pretty impressive considering that our facility is a barn in Gary.
Really?
Yes, we have a barn out in Gary that we kind of transformed into a warehouse, and so we're always impressed that we can get that kind of poundage out from there.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Now, are you're working with us, I assume, on this in some way. I don't even exactly know what the connection is here.
I believe the food that they're raising at the Hammond store is going to come back to our food bank.
Ah, there we go.
Okay.
Where Tiffany is hanging out. As a matter of fact, Tiffany, give us a call.
Yeah.
Tiffany Wenrick, who is our promotions director, is out at the store in Hammond, which is
Healthy Horizons.
Healthy Horizons, which is...
I think it's 7034 Indianapolis. I think that's what it is.
I've got it right here.
How close was I?
7034.
Boom.
Yeah. Wow.
That's where I get my Coconut Bliss ice cream, baby.
That's right. Coconut Bliss ice cream. Just ask Mike. He knows. But often, I would say, Megan, you probably work mostly with churches, I imagine.
In terms of pantries, yeah, most of our pantries are affiliated with churches. But when it comes to volunteers and donations, we get, you know, people from literally everywhere and anywhere.
What are some of the things you wish you saw more of in terms of donations?
I think probably more, which it's great too as they're doing this food drive, but more, you know, healthier options. We do pretty well, and our donors do pretty well at giving us, you know, food that's actually got some nutritional value to it. So it's not just, you know, pop and candy and chips. It's actual.
I tell you what, it would surprise me to have people donating pop and candy and chips, but I guess people do, don't they?
Yeah. Usually we'll get from kind of, you know, big manufacturers sometimes is when we'll get a lot of, like, the candies and cookies and things like that. But, yeah, you do have, because it's sort of that idea that, well, I have this here at the house and I'm not going to use it, so I'll give it to somebody else, which is a great sentiment, don't get me wrong, but it's just sometimes when that happens, you end up with, you know, food that the family themselves didn't really want, and so now that's then going to someone else who's in need. So kind of if people just think about, well, what is it that I would want to eat? What is it that I would want to feed my family? and then kind of, you know, donate along those lines as opposed to just whatever you have left over.
It's interesting because in the first hour back, we started this morning at 8 a.m. with Our Town. Mike Sanders sitting next to me here is the host of Our Town. And one of the very first discussions we had was, you know, what did you bring for the barrel? And I had a couple of bags of quinoa. Do you run into a situation where you have to explain to people how to prepare something? And are you prepared to do that?
We do, yeah. We'll get that quite a bit. Usually from, we get donations through the USDA, and so sometimes they'll give us, you know, different kind of fruits or vegetables, and people are like, I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to do with that. So if that happens, we'll try to, you know, kind of go online and you know, research what the food is and what kind of things that you can do with it, and then we'll, you know, tell our pantries, hey, this is what it is. This, you know, here's maybe a couple recipes that you can hand out to people. You know, just so that they have an idea of what it is.
Now, do people get to pick what they're getting, or is it come in like a bag or something like that?
They do. All of our pantries operate on what's called the client choice system, and basically that, you know, there are different ways to do it, but it's essentially no pre-bagged items. The person actually gets to come in and say, you know, I want this and I want that, so that way it helps reduce on waste. So if there's, you know, something that they don't really need, like say they don't really want that particular brand of canned vegetable because they know they're not going to eat it, mm-hmm. you know, they're not taking it and then throwing it away or not using it.
So something like the quinoa might sit there for a while because we don't even know what that is.
It might, yeah.
That's See, a jab at Mike Novak.
Yeah, I know it is. It's a total jab at me. But, you know, that's education is part of the process,
yes,
too.
It is.
Exactly, yeah.
And I just got a text from Heather Fry. Loyal listener Jackie dropped off a sleeve of canned chicken.
Ooh.
So thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming to our drive. I'm getting texts all over the place. Oh, and I guess Tiffany is texting me here as well. Oh, okay. She thought she's asking us. All right. She says it's on a Facebook page. I don't know which Facebook
Maybe
page.
Maybe it's WCPT's Facebook page.
Maybe.
But, yeah, again, our location here today, 6012 South Pulaski. So if you're in the area, stop by. And if you don't, if you're maybe far north or far south or just around the city to the west, just go to chicagosprogressivetalk.com or go to mikenovak.net. And that's Mike Novak with a
W.
There you go.
With a double V.
The W.
All right. Well, listen, Megan, thank you so much for helping us out with this. We appreciate your participation.
Oh, no problem. Thank you guys for doing it. Really appreciate it.
And, you know, we're trying to, as we keep debating this thing about whether you can do it locally, whether you can do it sustainably, you know, it's a hybrid. It's you know, we're creating a different kind of movement. And as you said, it's good to bring in stuff that is good for people, healthy, protein, fresh vegetables, or as fresh as you can get them.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, because and I imagine you're the kind of place that, because of the speed at which you get it out, can you deal with things like potatoes and apples?
Oh, definitely. We get them all the time, and, you know, within 2 or 3 days, they'll be out and to the people who need them.
Yeah, and that's the other thing we're doing with this drive is trying to keep it the distribution as local as possible, too, and immediate as possible. So, Megan Sykes, Food Bank of Northwest Indiana, give people your website.
We are www.foodbanknwi.org.
Thank you so much. Have a great afternoon, and I'm sure we'll be talking in the future.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
It's the Mike Novak Show in Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. Boy, I don't – okay, I'm not going to dwell on this.
Well, before you get into the whole Facebooky thing, because I know that's where you're going.
How do you post these pictures? How do you exchange these pictures?
Here's the really good news, and because you're just talking with Megan about that, is that our barrel is more than half full. We're getting updates.
I don't know. I consider it half empty.
See, no, we're doing good because this was an experiment to see if people would give us sustainable food. And they are doing it all around the city, so it's working. But that's thanks to people like Megan Sykes and Faith in Place, things like that, who've laid the foundation and the groundwork.
Yeah, we haven't mentioned Faith in Place in a while, mm-hmm. too, and definitely want to do that and make sure that folks know that Faith in Place has been a big part of our campaign, mm-hmm. and their link is also at Chicago's, or at actually this week on the Mike Novak Show. But in case you want to go right there, it's www.faithinplace.org.
Yeah, pretty darn simple. But yeah, they've laid the foundation. They've laid the groundwork for educating the public and getting you know, sustainable food and turning it around quickly. So, you know, that's why we're doing this experiment, and it seems to be working.
I like it.
See?
When the experiments work. Hey, there's... Okay, I finally got back to... So now...
Man, I'm looking.
I cannot...
Oh, wait. Oh, Ernest just sent another picture.
Now, how can... See...
Now it's a picture of his eyebrow.
I want that on my web... On my Facebook. I don't understand how we do that.
We wanted pictures from everybody. Ernest is sending more pictures of himself. Thank you, Ernest.
Boy.
Thank you. And we need to find out if he's getting any food, too.
I can't figure out how to do it, but we'll do it later. We'll post all these things.
Yeah, this is great.
You know what we got to do is we got to bring the Frozen Robins back in.
All right.
And at some point, we're going to go.
In 30 seconds, they'll know that we're calling them.
That's true. They will. Absolutely. So
we'll wait for it.
Until 3, 2. Until then, I will tell you that it's a holiday season and there's still a lot of fun to be had at Grand Street Gardens. Bring the kids on Saturday, December 10th, to make and take pinecone bird feeders at 10 a.m. You can bring them back the following Saturday for make and take popcorn cranberry garlands at 10 a.m. And there's still plenty of wreaths, garlands, Christmas trees, poinsettias, and more. Grand Street Gardens, Chicago's neighborhood garden center. Holiday hours are Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, Saturday, 9 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Those are their holiday hours. 2200 West Grand Avenue in Chicago. Call 312-829-8200. Or it's really simple. Go online to GrandStreetGardens.com.
At Innovative Insulation Solutions, their mission is to deliver the highest performing foam insulation systems available on today's market with an incredible R value of up to 7 per inch. Their history of safe and effective application of these systems, coupled with total dedication to quality, consistently earns their customers' trust and satisfaction. They specialize in all types of foam insulation. Spray-applied close-cell and open-cell polyurethane foam insulation, closed-wall cavity injection, and foam-in-place masonry block insulation. Innovative Insulation Solutions is totally committed to anticipating, solving, and supporting all of your foam insulation needs. Call Innovative Insulation Solutions today at 847-454-9081 or go to gotfoaminsulation.com. That's 847-454-9081 or go to gotfoaminsulation.com.
I think I need some more.
No, that's not what I wanted. All right. Okay. I'm just doing a little kamikaze Russian roulette. Oh, I hear jingle bells.
Welcome back to the Holiday Harvest on Chicago's Progressive Talk. Mike Sanders and Mike Nova. Oh, there you are. Please give what you can. The Holiday Harvest Food Drive. Very loud in the background.
See, this is the kind of stuff you were playing earlier. Like,
no, I was doing Mary J. Blige and the Whispers.
No, but you also did what's his name in the elevator music.
I did do Kenny G. That's true.
Kenny G. Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
We got shutters in here.
It's Christmas music. It's
that's
na,
a
na, na, na.
That's. We have our own Kenny G.
Yes, I'm an official Robin. Oh.
I think you are.
No,
okay.
I'm not.
Before we get back to the Frozen Robins who are in the studio, and by the way, this is Mike Sanders from Our Town.
Cool. Yeah.
All right, and it's the Holiday Harvest broadcast, and people are dropping off stuff. We're going to go out one more time to the parking lot, too. I don't know if Heather's still out there freezing, but she's filling up the barrel there.
Yes, she is.
This is great.
And we got a phone call from Tiffany.
No. We'll have a barrel of food.
They just sing on command.
I know it's random access.
I love it. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I hear the barrel is half full, but it's also half empty.
It is exactly. And on the line is Tiffany Wenrich. Tiffany.
Yes, I'm here.
We still can't figure out how to get your pictures up. I don't know what's going
on. Yeah, I wasn't trying to be weird, Mike. I don't want you to think
yes,
that.
You were.
I heard you guys a little.
That wasn't us.
Fun
that wasn't us. That was somebody else.
Oh, okay. Wrong station.
Yeah, that's.
She said it was on a Facebook page. Which Facebook page did
he's
you
not
put
gonna,
it on?
He's not going to let you get rid of. He's not going to let you live this down. He wants it on his page now.
I posted it to your show page. I did it from my phone, so I don't know if there was something weird.
Maybe it's just taking a while.
Yeah,
that's a possibility, because I've still got just Julia up there, and I can't even get Heather's up there. I don't know how Facebook works. All right.
Yeah, we're not.
I just find Facebook really intensely annoying most of the time.
Okay. It'll get there.
Eventually. We'll have all these pictures. We're going to have like a whole album of stuff. How are things over in Indiana?
They're okay. A little slow, but I did get a nice big bag full of items from a lovely lady.
Really?
I did. And so we got some also what I thought was great, some of the toiletry items. We've got the body wash, deodorants.
Avocado body balm?
Soap. Oh, what?
Avocado body balm?
I'm not getting the reference, but...
boom!
Welcome to the club. No kidding.
But yeah, we got oatmeal, Cheerios, mac and cheese, a whole big bag full of stuff. So it's great. It's good. I'm happy people came out and dropped some stuff off, said hi.
It's great. And like we said, bring anything, you know.
Yeah.
We're trying to make this local and sustainable, but really, just bring by the stuff.
Yeah, bring stuff.
All right, Tiffany, I'm going to let you go home.
Oh.
No, Tiffany, you're hanging out, right?
I'm here for another few minutes here until 11. I'm not sure what time it is, but 7034 Indianapolis Boulevard, Healthy Horizons. And just so everybody knows, they can drop stuff off every day through the 11th, Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturday, 9 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5.
All right. And all of our locations and all of the drop-off times are at mikenovak.net. Go to this week's show, or you can go to the Holiday Harvest page on Chicago's Progressive Talk, or the Holiday Harvest page on mikenovak.net. We've got the information so many places that you're going to trip over it, all right?
Yep.
And please don't sue us. When you do.
And make sure you put one of our WCPT stickers on the door of Healthy Horizons, too. So.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. We were there, baby. We were there.
All right, Tiffany.
All right. Thank you, guys.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Back to the studio.
Are you guys going to do another song?
I think so.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to...
You should, but our mic is not on.
Oh, wait.
Ha 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 ha!
Why? I know that. Why? But it.
Oh wait, no. Because see, this is the thing.
You got to unplug that. All right, that's why it's not on. Yeah, because we were set up to talk to.
Keep moaning.
We're back.
All right.
Yeah, baby, we're back.
All right,
we're gonna switch again.
Yeah, let's switch.
All right, I'll go in the driver's seat.
This is amazing. You guys have really planned this out well.
Over coffee this morning, we're like, how's this going to work?
I don't know.
I don't know. That's what we did.
Diagrams hit me here.
Close enough.
That's what you'll do.
Okay, got it. Because otherwise, it's the same as the bass.
Are you learning the parts right now, Mike Novak?
Yes.
Okay.
This is typical of a Frozen Robins gig.
Why should this be any different?
Okay.
That's how we always do it.
Well, you guys sound great. Let's do it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Wait.
You got it.
And.
Oh, lady, I-O.
That's hard rock.
Coco
and Joe.
Now listen, my children, and you shall hear a story fantastic, a story so queer. It's all about Santa and his helpers three. There's Hard Rock and Coco and Joe.
Now Hard Rock's the driver up there on his sleigh. Coco reads maps and he shows him the way. Though old Santa really has no need for Joe, but takes him 'cause he loves him so. Ole, ole, aye, Donner and Blitzen away, away. Ole, ole, aye, oh.
I'm Hard Rock.
I'm Coco.
I'm Joe.
And Santa is busy with his heavy pack. He trusts his drivers and never looks back. Ole, ole, lady, I-O.
I'm Hard Rock.
I'm Coco.
I'm Joe.
Now go to bed early on this Christmas Eve. I've no way of knowing just what you'll receive, but you'll hear their laughter, that much I do know. 'Twill be Hard Rock and Coco and Joe.
The three little men, only 2 feet high, singing to Santa way up in the sky, laughing and shouting as the sleigh bells ring. It's Hard Rock and Coco and Joe. Holy, oh lady, aye, Donner and Blitzen away, away. Holy, oh lady, aye-o.
He's Hard Rock.
He's Coco.
He's Joe.
And Santa is busy with his heavy pack. He trusts his drivers and never looks back. Holy, oh lady, I-ho.
He's Hard Rock.
Ooh. He's Joe.
Oh, Santa will come in and set down his pack. And Hard Rock will hold the reindeer till Santa comes back. If you hear a giggle as he turns to go, it's Coco. A snowball
and Joe.
Holy, oh lady, aye. Donner and Blitzen away, away. Holy, oh lady, aye-o.
I'm Hard Rock.
I'm Coco.
I'm Joe.
And Santa is busy with his heavy pack. He trusts his drivers and never looks back. Holy, oh lady, I-ho.
I'm Hard Rock.
I'm Coco.
I'm Joe.
Holy, oh lady, I-ho.
More canned applause, yeah!
All right, now
switching again. Here we go.
Yay. All right, now we have to explain that song to... Mike Sanders.
Me, yes, me.
Oh, you don't know Mike?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
Young.
No, I mean it was cool because when I have that stuck in my head, I don't even know the words. I'm like, I'm Joe.
That's we all don't either. Join the club. Yeah, it's good stuff.
That is a Chicago tradition.
Okay.
That goes back to the late 50s, early 60s, and it was a cartoon that played on Chicago. I don't think it went anywhere else in the country. Well,
I did not see it in New York,
and I didn't see it growing up in Detroit.
Not till YouTube.
Not till YouTube.
You can see it on YouTube.
That's how it gets around.
Yes. And Chicagoans know that song.
Yes.
And in fact, if anybody's got memories of it, 773-838-9278.
For the next 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, because some of the Chicagoans may recognize it. And so we decided this year we had to sing this Chicago tradition.
Yep.
And good job, Mike, because you sang tenor.
Yes,
on
that. Mike, that was the first time.
Yeah.
Usually, I'm singing the "I'm Joe," but
and we also put it up a half step.
Did you guys do that?
We had to.
Oh, you crafty singers! You.
Wow, they did me in there.
They tried to goose you on the
radio. Okay. That's okay.
And by the way, we are the Frozen Robins. If anybody didn't know,
Christmas Caroling Quartet.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Of course, this is the WCPT Holiday Harvest Food Drive.
Yay.
Heather is... yay!
The enthusiasm is pouring out of them.
It's electric!
I didn't get a chance to do that today. I didn't get a chance to go outside, put my hand on my head.
No,
and
you
do
didn't.
The whole, you know, it's electric out here today.
You wanted to go do that?
If you want
now
me
you're
to,
committed.
Like, yeah. I mean, if you want me to, I will.
Come on, Mike, go do it.
Okay, if you're telling me, I'll be back.
Get out.
Okay.
All right,
there he goes.
Woo! All right, I'll tell you what. Plug you. We got to plug in one of these.
Well, yeah.
Plug in that one. The one that you were sitting at. Yeah, yeah.
And
you can take. Don't worry. Just leave the other mic there because I need you guys to stay here.
Oh, we stay.
You stay. Oh, you stay. Mike leaves. He takes that. Let's turn on the. It's on. All right. You should be ready to go. So you just need your cell phone.
Yeah, Magic Box
O'Plenty. The Magic Box O'Plenty. Mike's going to go out and join Heather Fry in the parking lot here at the opulent showcase studios of WCPT Radio, 6012 South Pulaski Road in Chicago. We've had people come by this morning during the course. Oh, hold on. Let's. I think we've got somebody on the phone here. Let's go to line two. Is this Heidi by any chance?
Yes,
No, this is Santo, the bus driver.
Santo.
It's calling all morning.
Can we call you Heidi?
Okay, that's okay. You can call me anything you want.
Santo, it's always a pleasure to have you. I just saw that they... There was Heidi. It said Heidi there.
Heidi's
like,
okay.
I don't know. Yeah. Wow.
Heidi.
So how you doing, buddy?
Everything's cool. Hey, Garfield Goose and Fraser Thomas.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, yes. I watch it all the time. Definitely.
Yeah. So you know, you're true Chicagoan here. Some of us are transplants. Like. All four of us in the room, basically, right now, and Mike Sanders too. So you know, you got to have some of those Chicagoans have been here all their lives and seen these things. You know, in my neck of the woods, we had Bozo too. We had a version of Bozo in Detroit, but Captain Jolly and Poop Deck Paul.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, honest to goodness.
Really? We had Major Mudd.
Major Mudd.
Major Mudd.
Yeah. Wow.
So anyway, I wanted to interject. I've been calling all morning since our town and all that, but...
Well, you know, it's kind of crazy here, Santo.
I know, it sounds crazy all day. I've been there. Like I said, I used to do radio myself, so...
I think you should. And we appreciate...
I did. I was talking to Heather last week, and she was on Open Road Radio, and I was like a co-founder of Open Road Radio back in 1998, so...
Wow. That's cool.
Was that back when you were still Heidi?
Yeah.
I was Heidi. I was Heidi. Actually, I'll tell you a good story. I was, when Toshio Tots was being, we had a proclamation with the City Hall.
Go ahead.
Am I on the air here?
I didn't cut you off there. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Am I on?
Proclamation of Chicagoland Toys and Tots is being honored by Mayor Daley and the City of Chicago. And they had us come up over there, and they said they had to write our names on a piece of paper, and they were going to honor us that day with, you know. So the guy gets up there, and they call up Robert Kuchera. He gets up. He was the president of Toys for Tots at the time, and he stands up. And then George Gore, he was the Northside coordinator. And when they went to read my name, instead of reading my name, who I am, they read, Sandy Placenta.
No.
Oh,
so you could call me Heidi all you want.
Yeah, really.
That's an upgrade.
So I was Sandy Placenta, representative of Chicagoland Toys for Tots Motorcycle Parade.
Oh boy. So, all right. Hey, how's the parade route affecting? Are you affected by it today?
No, I'm not affected by it. I talked to a friend of mine at the woods, and he said there was probably about 7,000-8,000 motorcycles. So beautiful day for a motorcycle ride. I want to thank all the people who support the Chicagoland Toys for Tots Motorcycle Parade and recipients of all the toys that Marine Corps gives, and all you people on the radio station that have give us a little plug over here. And you talk about sustainable.
Yep.
I think the Chicagoland Toys for Tots Motorcycle Parade is part of the sustainable landscape here. It's been going on for 34 years, and it's been giving good cheer to all the children in the Chicagoland area.
Well, thank you so much for that,
man.
Santo, and have a great one, all right?
Okay, I got to go. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, really? You mean you can't stick around? All right. Let's go to hey, is that you, Mr. Mike Sanders?
I think so. You got me?
Oh, I got you, baby.
All right. The atmosphere out here is electric.
is your hand up to your ear?
I have my hand up to my ear right now. It looks windy and cloudy out here, but people are streaming. They're lining up all over the place to drop off stuff, you know, just doing their good cheer, their goodwill right now for Chicagoland.
Is Heather still out there, or did she
No, it's vacant. It's just me.
The lot is half empty and half full.
Yeah, but the barrel is almost full, so that's good.
Wow. Oh, nice. Wait, where's that bell? Hit that bell again.
What's that?
We just hit the bell.
So there you go. Ding.
This is fabulous. I'm so glad we're just filling up the barrel. Think, you know, if we do this in 3 hours, just think of what we can do in a whole week.
This is what I'm saying. So, yeah, the sustainable food drive is going on to the 11th. There's plenty of time. If you can't do it today, make time within the next couple of days to get it done.
All right. Well, that's all we needed you to do. I just wanted you to go outside. Lock the doors, please. All right.
I have now lived out a life dream.
So look who just wandered back into the room, Heather Fry.
All I have to say is I've been out there drinking coffee for 3 hours. A girl's got to use the facilities at some point.
Okay, go. All right.
Yay.
Then we got another sucker out there, Mike Sanders. I mean, a colleague. All right, we're going to do another ditty here. You're welcome to come back in if you want, Mike.
I'm going to come back in right now. Yeah, there you go.
All right, well, but don't...
I'm not going to bother you. I'm going to get some coffee.
All right, you do that. Everybody get some coffee. And folks, if you're driving in the area, 6012 South Pulaski Road, Mike, you know, the barrel.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to hang outside in case somebody comes over the next 10 minutes or so.
That sounds great.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
Well, no, I'll tell you what. Just before we sign off at 11, you got to we'll connect with you again, okay?
Deal. Dig it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Dig it.
All right. Dig it. All right. We got to do another one.
Well, come on.
What you thinking of?
Winter Wonderland.
Oh, right.
With a special ending.
All right. Let me wander. I'm going to just stay here.
Yeah.
Because I'm not switching mics again. It's
that
just,
mic's not hooked up anyway, so.
Okay. Do, 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 do. And
sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is a new bird, here to stay is a new bird. He sings a song as we go along,
you know we're
walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's Parson Brown.
He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man.
But you can do the job while you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland.
Two, three,
bear down, Chicago Bear. Make every way clear the way to victory. Bear down, Chicago Bear. Put up a fight with a might so fearlessly. We'll never forget the way you thrilled the nation. With your tea formation, bear down, Chicago Bears, and let them know why you're wearing the crown. You're the pride and joy of Illinois, Chicago Bears, bear down.
Always a popular carol at this time of year. Bear down, Chicago
and,
Bears.
And they're playing in about an hour.
Yeah.
I know. You guys will be ducking out and, like, hitting the road. And it's like, we got to get home for the kickoff.
Yay!
Now I'm going to be sticking around and, having the see what people put into the barrel outside. We got to get that thing filled.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fill it up.
That was the Frozen Robins. And
thanks for having us.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mikey.
Thank you, Frozen Robins. Always a pleasure. You know what I need to do is see if ring those bells, chime those bells, and we're gonna go back out to Mike Sanders here. Whoops, if I can call him on our very high tech setup that we have here at Chicago's Progressive Talk, and that's right. Would you spin those dials there? Are you ready there, Mr. Mike?
I'm doing all right. How's it going? You guys did your song?
We did our... Well, I thought you were listening out there.
Well,
the van's
gone.
There's
other things to do, so...
Earlier, we had the WCPT van with Fred. We never did get back to Fred!
We didn't get back to Fred, but, wherever he... Where's I don't have my cheat sheet with me. Where's he supposed to be right now?
Fred... Let's see.
Because I know he had two locations he was going to. He's just going to be all over the place.
I've got my cheat sheet. It doesn't say exactly where.
I tell everybody, Fred's kind of the guy on the street no matter what we're doing. So if you're out there and you see the Chicago's Progressive Talk van, just, flag him down. He's always out there.
I think he was at one of the places he was at was Little Mountain Hope Ministries, 5716 South Ashland. That was one. And wasn't he also going to Traveler's Rest Spiritual Church?
I believe that's the other one, yeah.
Yeah, 7030 South Racine. So if you're in those areas, look for Fred. And Fred, if you're there, we got a minute and a half. You could call.
Do it.
I don't think it's going to happen.
No, probably not.
Okay. Well, again, and if you're in the area right now, Mike Sanders standing outside the WCPT studios at the bin, which is almost full. We're getting there, huh?
And I want to say thank you, Mike Novak. It's been fun hanging out with you all day.
Cool. Wait a second. I'm going to take a chance. Is this is this Fred?
This is Fred.
All right. There's Fred.
Hey.
That was quick, buddy. Tell us about your location. You got like a minute.
Well, now I was at the Travelers Rest Spiritual Church, 7030 South Racine, and we were receiving donations there. And actually, one guy that was walking by, he didn't have anything, so he donated some money.
All right. Give me that bell there, Jackie. There we go. Fabulous. Well, and where are you right now?
Right now I am coming back to rescue Mike from the parking lot.
Awesome. Fred, thanks for checking in with us. Thank you so much, Fred. Thank you so much, Mike Sanders. Thank you, Tiffany Winrich. Thank you,
Heidi. Julius Hsu, intern Ernest. Ernest James. He's not an intern anymore.
That's right. And Lady B.
Miss Lady B.
Was all of you for a great program. We still got a week. You can contribute. And until next week, go green or...
go home.
All right.